Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 125.
Is that the correct number? Is that
that is the correct number? I'm pretty sure. I went and checked it on the old OnlyFans. So that's where we're at.
Congratulations.
How's it going? I'm Dave, the ADH guy. With me, as always, is Carrie, the American Arbitrage. How is the finger not working? Like, I'm looking at him and still pointing the wrong direction.
Yeah. Wait, you're over there.
And then Kevin is this way to me, but it's all mirrored.
It's this way, but I'm actually pointing away from you.
Yeah, there's Kevin, the Commonwealth picker.
Kevin is in the cabin, guys. He's in the bunker.
Hi, Kevin. I hope the internet holds up down here. It's been a little spotty. I might have to go upstairs and give you all a break and let talk for a while.
He's wearing his cool boy shirt today. Look at that. Guns N' Roses. He's got a hand grenade. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dude. You know, okay, so here's the thing. Kevin actually relegated us to a smaller portion of the screen. He said he wants half the image and that we can share the other half.
He wants to continue to get 95% of the profit. He wants half the image.
More space here to put the advertising.
That's true. We're going to put some advertising on top. Hey, I've heard some podcasts put like little live tickers across the bottom.
Yeah.
That, like, promote the channel.
Yeah, Adam and Eve's got a big discount right now. Yeah. We could probably put right over.
I was watching one the other day outside of the niche, and it was a guy was running it down there with Cash App, and every time somebody sent him a Cash App, he'd mention it during the live.
What are you watching? Cryptocurrency podcast?
He's watching crypto podcast. No, V Friends.
Yeah. The future.
So, okay, you know, me and Carrie, we're here. We have to do our best not to look at each other in person. Like, we have to look at each other.
That's how we spend most of the day, just looking at each other.
Yeah, we do. Oh, look, he's got a Baja Blast. We went with the standard Diet Mountain Dew.
Mostly because I was wondering how you were doing on that time.
Yeah, it's got Yellow 5, so I don't think that's good for us.
They didn't have Baja Blast Zero at the Wally
World. It's got Ace Soul Flame, which seems dangerous.
No, it's really good for you, actually.
We'll see how it goes.
So, Kevin, you know, we miss you, but we're going to see you in a few days. Are you excited?
No, you don't. Y'all are having fun down there. I had the most pathetic day at yard sales today. Because there are none. There are none. Paul called me today, and he was talking to somebody. He was at a yard sale, and they're like, oh, you know Commonwealth Picker? They didn't know him, you know.
So
he felt like he needed to call me and show me the Tupperware they had that they were trying to sell at their yard sale. Like, look what you did to these people. They've been buying this Tupperware.
They were flippers and they bought it because of you.
Yeah, and that
You're
was the highlight
people
of my
astray,
morning.
Dude.
Wow. Two terrible yard sales. Actually, one was good. I was just 1 minute late. What?
We sent you a little picture of some Tupperware, like a whole tote full that
For
we
free.
Found.
It
wasn't
you
Tupperware.
Weren't even interested.
Just
it was
because
free.
It's plastic just the lid. Doesn't mean it's Tupperware.
That's close enough.
Tupperware does not really generally fit into my $15 listing limit. That's what I've learned every time I bought
it. Does not.
Yeah.
There are some that do. If you get a canister set, it does. You know, there's some that do, but not
a canister set. That means multiple pieces. Yes.
Yes, multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can probably get $15.
Salt and pepper shakers, if they're gold or silver, and the inlay is good. Those will go.
What do you think about salt and pepper shakers, Kev? Because we did find like a whole table full of them today at the flea market, and they were all.
I walked by because I was like, no, thank you. Yeah. But Don and Dave were there for like 25-30 minutes.
There's a lot of cool ones.
Well, I did a whole row there in that time.
You're the crazy lamp guy now on whatnot. Yeah. So yeah.
The crazy Might lamp well. Guy. Am I selling lamps now?
No, you're selling glass, big dummy.
You know what? People love glass. That's what I'm learning is that Cat her name's not Cat. It's Jocelyn.
Nurse Flipper?
Has created a whole entire like market for these.
I feel like only she can get the prices that she gets, though.
But you know, Dave, I saw Dave getting them on. I got them on glass the other day. I sold two little candle things, like a tulip and whatever, for like $27. I'm like, what?
I was physically assaulted today at the flea market. By the way, I was physically assaulted.
Maybe we should put the footage in here, but it's really supposed to be for Brian's motivational speech.
It is. It is.
Yeah,
you have to wait. It's a secret. I forgot, but you'll see.
But yeah, let's just put it this way. I am stronger than I thought, and Carrie rolls pretty
and
good Carrie when he falls.
He knows how to roll into stuff.
He knows how to roll into a fall.
This.
Oh, it's pretty
good.
Dude,
I have the GoPro, and we had somebody filming
from. I need your GoPro
from,
footage. Yeah.
I can send that
good,
to you.
Yeah.
I
it's like just really the
you got first perfect.
I wonder if I was recording too, like recording next to you when I was throwing you.
You
on
probably
the
were. It's going to be record the whole time.
It was violent. So I mean, Kev, we kind of got screwed, which will make you happy on the whole flea market thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there was this threat of rain, and so last last March, well, last first of the month, it had 400 vendors at this market. This time it was like less than 200 because they were all scared of rain. And it didn't rain at all.
Which is still good, though. Like, it was better than anything around my neck of the woods.
I counted 8 at my flea market today. 8 vendors.
8 vendors?
Well, 8. It was sad. I just started talking to Honest Tim. I'm like, I got nothing. He didn't even have nothing to sell me. It was pretty good.
Kerry was excited because he found what he most desires at a flea market.
Baseball
a messed out card guy.
Yes. You're like, this dude needs money and he's got cards.
It's a he's desperate for money and has really good cards.
He was a very nice guy and I got a good deal.
You can be nice and do meth.
Yeah, yes, it is true. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. I'm sorry to other people. And I'm assuming there's a lot that do meth that watch our show. So I'm sorry. I want to sincerely apologize to the meth community that watch our show.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a good time, though. We found some cool stuff. I mean, honestly, though, we were there for many hours.
Did I eat an empanada?
Yes, you did.
Did I eat a pizza?
Yes, you did.
Did I eat part of a hot dog?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. I'm on OMAD with Dave, so I'm living the dream of just like eating crazy for like a half hour and not touching food.
House guest. Completely. I don't let him eat more than one meal a day. It's not an option. Like, you're eating once a day. Yeah. Get over it, right? So,
I like it.
Tina's like, Dawn, do you want some pizza from pizza? I'm like, no, she's not having pizza. Mm-hmm. She's not having that.
She's easily influenced is what I've learned as I've gotten older.
Are you hearing my dog clawing at the door, by the way? Because I just
figured it was your microphone or,
maybe you were playing
with yourself or something.
It's so exhausting. Your audio is so exhausting that I don't care anymore.
I've got the X marked on this thing. It's the same one.
Moderately okay. Yeah.
I typed it over here so you don't hear the. No, I saw you pin the comment.
Yeah, I did.
The comment is, we always hear Kevin's microphone, I think is what it says. Always, all caps.
Always notice, I think it was, yeah.
And then Jesus Hernandez, right on that, he gets 16 thumbs up. Greatest cast of friendship the world has ever seen. Yeah, he does not know as well.
Kevin's so grumpy at me, like, trolling Kevin is probably it's up there with my favorite things to do.
Dave was just doing it earlier and having great joy.
Eating a McRib when it finally comes back is up there. Trolling Kevin. These are all things. And trolling Kevin about Dibdit has to be my favorite.
Yes, exactly.
I can trigger him so bad on Dibdit. It's really
You're doing it right now. I'm buying you out. I mean. I'm getting two partners.
I told Kerry, I said he's not going to buy you out because he wants you to bring in card people.
Yeah, he still believes I'm going to bring in the breaker, which I will.
That's working.
We've got two breakers, don't we?
If you just,
I'm going live mid-March.
How are we going to boost Dibdit by you going live in one time in mid-March? How's that going to make a difference?
We are going to boost Dibdit. I'm going to boost
Dibdit daily.
Right,
me and Kerry were live today on Dibdit. We were on Dibdit earlier today.
You weren't.
Buy us out of Dibdit, we're starting Tiquity immediately. And we're taking it serious.
Tiquity.
We're going at you, man.
I've got to jump right to this Patreon comment because I know it will trigger you a little bit, and I'm kind of on a roll with that today. Cat Rescue said, why do resellers who also do YouTube never interview non-YouTube resellers?
Because who cares,
Listen. This is the response I was waiting for. Go on.
I've done it multiple times.
I know you have. That's why I figured it would annoy
you. I do
it
often. Well, not often, but
so
I
give
do
us some
it,
examples
yeah,
of
sure.
Like not real YouTubers.
Well, some of them
YouTubers.
Are borderline, right? Like Chernok doesn't really do YouTube, but he's on
a live show.
Reseller Information Network.
Daily Cabbage.
She doesn't do YouTube. She did a show with me. I guess you could say Rod does YouTube, so I can't say Rod. I'm kidding.
Kerry rarely does YouTube, and you had him on your channel.
MD Picker, she was kind of doing it, and she hasn't done it forever. She was in here.
You've been talking about getting the local person in there, right? The one who you wanted to do a video where she talked about some weird niche. I can't remember what it was. It was someone who lives near
Barbie.
Yes, Barbie. Yeah.
Yes,
and
Barbie.
She's not a YouTuber,
and
you wanted to bring her.
She didn't want to give away the secrets, you know. And I did the very first interview I
There's
did.
There's a Barbie
was
movie
a guy
coming
that
out,
does,
by the way.
Does jewelry. And is a pro at jewelry, and he doesn't have a YouTube channel. There's one more.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of.
While he thinks, the reason I don't do it is because I don't do an interview show at all.
Yeah.
I don't do interviews. Yeah. So why would I just randomly interview random people? I don't even interview people on here. Like,
yeah,
Even when we have a guest, even when I have a guest, I don't really interview them.
There's plenty of places. Did you know, like the eBay Power Hour, which is no longer the eBay Power Hour for some reason. It's called like eBay Pickers Time Happy Space Podcast. I don't know. It's like a totally different name that I can't remember. And Bearded Picker joined, and then I'm pretty sure. The other guy.
The DC guy?
No, not DC Picker.
Bearded Picker, Monopoly.
Bearded Picker, he's been around for.
Oh, Monopoly Boy, yes.
Monopoly Man, sir.
Going okay, yeah. Day.
Profit Playbook OG, Podcast. You
know? Yeah, Profit Playbook Podcast just rolls right off the tongue.
And so Flippin' Ain't Easy and Bearded Picker, is that who he is? Interesting. Yeah, yeah. And he has his own show in the mornings he's been doing for years, too. That's interesting. Yeah. And speaking of shows, Mo is back with Alicia, and I don't remember the name of their podcast.
Fantastic. It's the best one on the internet.
Fantastic.
Check it out.
Combined, we can give a good pitch, right?
Then there's Pocket Change, and there's two. There's the original OG Better Pocket Change podcast.
Yeah, TJ Ben.
And then whatever Dan and Demand and Jimmy are dragging out.
Well, is that all the that's all the reselling podcast?
No.
Oh, Rake and Profit.
Oh, Rake and Profit. Yeah.
Nirvana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a new one. Rock Horizon with J-Ride. New one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Islander.
Yeah, the reseller Island Boys podcast.
Should we just say it right here on this podcast and just say what we've said forever, which is doing a podcast is not productive. It's not a good use of your time.
It's a terrible use of your time.
The reason they constantly change and fall apart is because everyone realizes they're not making any money.
You're not making any money.
You got to take time to not make money. And if I wanted to do that, I'd just focus on eBay, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, but this one makes, I would think, the most of any podcast. Yeah. And divide it three ways.
Not compared to Tekken's and...
And you're barely making enough to buy one designer dog a month to replace Wallace.
This is 13, and Sophie's here. I've got to get rid of these dogs. I'll be back.
He just said this is 13.
16. We're on 16.
We're on 16. Oh, my gosh. He's killed three since last week. This is getting upsetting to me.
He's on a tear. He's spiraling out of control right now.
Well, Carrie, hey, welcome to my house, man.
Thank you for having us once again. Me and Don are very appreciative of your hospitality.
Yeah, I think like every time I'm with you, I become more familiar with like your eccentricities.
Oh, dude, it's getting and Don loves to share them.
Like that.
With
she
you.
Does
it's
every
annoying
single
me
one
sometimes.
Of Carrie's like personal. Very personal problems. Don's
yes,
like,
Don loves
did you
to...
know that this stresses Carrie out? And then I'm like, oh, I accidentally just did the thing that stresses Carrie out. I probably shouldn't do that. But see, I think it's good. She's teaching me how to handle you. She's really your handling more than anything else. So what's funny is when we look at each other, we're looking away from each other. So really, we should look at this way to see each other, right? Now are we looking at each other, guys?
Is this
kiss the air. Kiss. This is the worst show ever. Oh, hey,
what is
Kevin,
going on?
Kevin, watch this. Watch.
Making out. Oh, my God.
Dude, we used to play with that, like, not the kissing thing, but, like, we had, like, the camera. Remember the 90s camera that would have, like, the mirror vision, and you'd, like, kiss yourself with it? That was kind of like what we just... Yeah. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was just telling the audience that, like, every day that Carrie's here, Don tells me more of his most deep, dark secrets of what stresses him out.
You just
got to
give her a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
Don, I think Don needs somebody to talk to about him.
She's just like, she herself can't handle it anymore. So she's like, please
therapy.
Help me with this. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's not normal. I know that much.
Fear of bidets is not natural, Carrie. I don't
like
know what
water going into my butthole. What can I say? It makes me feel awkward.
I've had more viewers lately say that they can't take this podcast. This is growing, and this is, you know, water into the, what do you call it? A noose? Is that what you call it?
A noose.
That old saying everybody's been saying since olden days.
But this is actually the real difference between our podcast and other podcasts, is we just enjoy talking to each other, and even if they all
here's
stop
my,
viewing, we'd still
here's
be
my
talking
podcast
to each other.
Advice, my little podcast true. Advice. You're not doing a good podcast if people don't dislike you, honestly, because you're actually doing something. You're talking about something that you care about, and there's going to be people who don't like you.
Don't
TikTok,
look at me. Look at
Yeah, well, TikTok is constantly letting me know how terrible I am.
Well, stop looking at me. He keeps looking at me, guys. You see that?
I'm sorry. You're right there. It's weird.
I know. It's weird. It's weird, but we're trying to like not look at each other because it's confusing to the viewer. No, I mean, listen, I think that there has to be like some real camaraderie, right? Like, I think someone who'd be great on a podcast. Don't know if he's ever been on one, but a really talented podcast would be someone like Biscuit Butt.
Mr. Beast.
Biscuit Butt would be good on a podcast.
Yeah, he would. I would love Biscuit Butt on a podcast. I think he needs to be on one.
Hey, we got a question from paulsmerch.com. No, he wasn't. He never was on one.
No,
he needs to be on one. He's never been on one.
That's not what I'm talking about. He was on Paul and
paulsmerch.com.
Paul's Merch. Whose merch?
Paul's Merch.
Paulsmerch.com.
Keep talking.
He might have been on Nashville Flippers at some point. He was on the reseller draft with
I've been
Paul.
On
That's
Nashville.
What I'm talking about.
Here's a little secret. I've been on Nashville Flippers twice as both myself and my alter ego, American ARP Cards. I've been two different people.
Did you actually?
Gaines. I did both. Kerry Gaines.
Kerry has been getting gains here.
Yeah, Kerry Gaines.
Fasting.
He's
been gaining weight loss.
That's my gym. Yeah.
I almost went back on it today, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to Peaches to Beaches. I'm just going to wait a week.
Listen, we're going to join you once a day for a delicious meal at Peaches to Beaches. So you're
Looking
you're
like rain.
Money, Kev.
The only day it's going to rain down there in the next like 15 days is the Saturday of Peaches to Beaches. Far, that's the extended forecast. So you know, we might dodge
we can
it.
Do your favorite thing and go to Twin Peaks.
Yeah,
stay out of the rain.
Yeah, what's up with that, dude? What the heck? I'm getting pictures.
What are you talking
the
about?
Swingers.
What are you talking
we're
about?
Cutting
what?
This huh? out. Well, okay, so anyways,
paulsmerch.com. Paul's Merch.
You sent us a message. He said, question for the listeners. If you can hang out with any of the Trash to Cash guys for 1 week, who would it be and why? I pick Kerry because he'd most likely, he's the most likely to go get some ice cold 40s with me and let me sleep in until 11. He's
no,
definitely not the most
ice
likely.
Ice cold 40s.
Yeah,
I still feel guilty buying alcohol. Yeah, I don't drink it, but I bought it a few times and I feel like I feel like I'm going to go to jail every time.
And
so.
Listen, literally no one should have said Dave, because I'm sorry, guys. I own my weakness.
I agree.
100%. I am like an airhead. I'm going to ignore you. I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to walk away.
I disagree. If Dave is like really, really your friend, he Dave's always like, he's like, let's go to the card shop. He's actually taking me to card shops and stuff. Dave's a good friend.
But this
believe
wasn't
it or not,
with the premise of them being my close friend.
That's
this
what I'm saying. You gotta get in.
Around
you gotta finagle your way inside.
Yeah. So let's become real friends.
Finagle your way inside.
Hey, yeah, speaking of that, Harry Tornado sent a message and said he'd hang
that's
with
a merch
Kevin.
Eternity. Somebody put that on merch.
Harry Tornado picked Kevin because he's the only one who golfs.
That's true.
Ah, then, very good.
Josh
just assumes I don't want to golf. I like golf, and I'm fairly athletic,
we
obviously.
We saw, oh my gosh, what's his name, John or Mike?
We saw the stacked golf, yeah.
What's his name, his first name, do you remember?
Steve?
I don't remember.
It's John or Mike, I think. But anyways, it's a very common name like that. It's neither of those. So it's some other common name. But anyways, we saw him at the Webster, the Browns today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just looking for clubs, but there was like no clubs there today. Yeah. And he's like, the clubs go first. I'm like, dude, I don't think there was any.
The ones
clubs.
I showed you weren't good?
No, they were all
I haven't
terrible.
Seen much. I bought one club down there the first time I was down there, and that was all. Now, that was all I did.
Are you referring to clubbing a baby seal or like golf clubs? I know you like both things.
Yeah. Golf clubs. Golf clubs. Dave, how much could you get for this on Whatnot?
Kevin is holding up
how much could crazy
is that a marble?
What
is that a marble?
Is that one of the
is that a piece of a Mancala stone?
Yeah, is that an infinity stone?
It's
what
a
is
Mancala
that?
Set piece.
It's a stone that was right here. I have no idea where it is.
That actually,
like
Kevin
bead?
Peed that out earlier.
Hey, you know,
Kevin,
speaking
do you
of bearded
have low
picker,
tea?
Wait a minute. I got to tell you something. No.
Do you have low tea?
I saw bearded picker do. Dave, you should do a video like this. This would be perfect for you. Years ago, I saw him do a video of like cleaning out his drawer in his work area. And selling off the stuff in his drawer.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think you could do that. No, you don't, dude.
No, I thought that was Julian doing that.
Did Julian do that?
I thought Julian did that.
It's true. I have stuff sitting right here that is worth money, and I've had it sitting here for years because it's tiny and I don't really deal with it.
Let's see what's in my drawer. I've got a pen. I've got tax documents. No, Texas State Brazil authorization form with my credit card number on it.
There we go. There's credit card number if you got it.
I've got the Ninja Turtles Burger King Club. That's kind of cool. Yeah.
I love the Burger King Club. I was a member of the kids club.
Everyone join in. What do you have? An empty box of headphones.
Yeah, everybody in the comments.
Everyone in the comments. Let us know what's next to you.
Be honest.
For over a year.
Contact lenses.
I got three double magnums in mine at home.
Yeah. Oh, and a little eyeglasses screwdriver set. I mean, I really don't have much near me. It's just all
like
over
the
ground
bigger,
around me.
Bigger magnums.
I do have this Kevin plush. Kevin, I've got this Kevin plush.
That's actually worth money, Kevin. You could sell that. Look at that. Look at that. Look at them. That's like that guy on TikTok that Tina likes.
Yeah, Tina likes that guy with the big boots.
Hey, is that a fox?
TikTok.
I was driving down the driveway today, and I saw that fox again. The fox that got my chickens.
Oh, really? You take him out? Yeah. Vengeance?
No, I can't kill a fox, man. It's a fox.
You can kill a puppy, but you can't.
Yeah, it's because he doesn't. He's not proficient enough. He doesn't think he can do it.
Possums, on the other hand.
Mm. Side Hustle Preacher actually alerted me to something I didn't realize. He said Flip is now going to be charging $9 a month.
Wow.
What are our thoughts
on this? That's how you make an app successful. Flip. You have nobody use it, and then you start charging.
Exactly.
Is anybody using Flip still?
I do for Vendu,
for Vendu. So now you heard the truth. Uses Vendu link so he can use Flip.
The Poshmark share.
I don't know what they're going to charge, though. Do you know, Kev? Are they going to charge for the Poshmark?
I haven't seen
gonna...
this.
The Poshmark share, I guess, makes sense.
I guess I could Google it.
Oh, Side Hustle Preacher just told you.
Okay. After your 100-day trial, 100-day free trial, just $9 a month for the Crosslister Plus share. So literally you get nothing if you don't pay the $9.
Well, let me just say that when way back when, and this is one of the questions that I asked because I did a spot for Flip and I asked him specifically.
Yeah, that was
whatever. You did too.
Yeah, they gave me like $3,500.
Yeah, I did too, kind of.
They I had to do a whole dedicated video, but it was pretty awesome.
I did like 8 videos
ever from a sponsor.
Yeah.
I thought it was like the start of something new, but it's never happened since.
What do you mean never happened?
Over $3,000 for one ad spot?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That was, yeah, that's good.
For people like me, at least, for a little guy.
Yeah. $3,000.
Well, they offered Lonnie the same. He shot it down. Actually, no, they offered Lonnie more, I think.
Dude, I made a lot more.
No. Did he ever say that?
I made a lot more than that.
He said in the thing they offered him, was it Mercari? You're right, it was Mercari, not Flip, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they may have. I just didn't.
Oh, maybe Flip didn't give me, I don't know what Flip gave me. Now I don't remember.
But my point, if I can ever make it, is I asked the guy specifically, I said, are you going to start charging? And he says, there's no plans whatsoever, which is, you know, a non-answer, right? There's no plans, but there might be plans 6 months from now.
Yeah,
kind
it's
of
vague.
Thing. But
it's a corporate speak.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I still have that video out there. Maybe I should take the video down.
Well, listen, all this leads to $9 a month. That's expensive. Try Vendu instead. Go to ADH Dave.
A-do-H-Dave.
Or you can try List Perfectly, Code Commonwealth.
Or American
Arbitrage 253769.
Don't use Carrie. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know how to look his up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think it's
on my phone. We did figure out how to look up Carrie's routing number because he didn't
know. No, I know my routing number. Don
whatever. And Carrie's card doesn't fit in the ATM. Or is that Don's card?
That's Don's card as well. See?
Well, now we're just attacking Don.
Now we're just attacking Don. Poor Don.
Is she right behind you if you move your head?
It's too bent.
Is she still behind you, Carrie? Bend your head.
So, Don?
Don, is it bent?
Don, is it bent? It's definitely bent.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, unfortunately. I've been cleaning urine off the floor this whole time.
I really try to hit the bulb, but sometimes...
This show
We've
is kept, terrible.
There's absolutely no reselling in this.
That, that's okay, though. I think,
Flip, dude.
I think by... Okay, yeah, I think by this episode, people shouldn't be expecting any reselling talk.
Okay, so let's talk about it.
Let's do high-level advanced eBay reselling talk. How about it? Let's try it for 5 minutes. Let's really try.
You mistitled last week's episode, by the way. Last week's episode should have been Quit spending money on college and just be a reseller. That should have been the title of the video.
We can do that in this one. College
sucks. That was the best topic
college
in the video.
Sucks, guys.
Yeah, there you go.
I have 3 degrees, guys.
No, but didn't
lots of debt, and it's not worth it.
Speaking of
did
trolling.
Did anyone comment on that? On like the student loan stuff we talked about?
Today. Yeah, yeah.
They did comment on that.
I'm going to have to find it, but... Yeah, for sure.
You tried to troll us by sending something about.
I sent something about if your college education wasn't valuable enough to pay off the debt it incurred, it's certainly not valuable enough for your neighbor to pay off
There's
the debt.
There's 6 words in that I didn't understand. Can you say it slower?
No,
words I understand.
With 3 degrees.
So what did the comments say? I'd like to just side with whatever the commenters believe.
Yeah, I want to take.
I'd like to not take a stance on this at all.
Let's take a moment and pander to the commenters, guys. Whatever you say is true and real, and
we agree with the commenters. Whatever their opinion
is. I read 2 of them, but it might take me a while to find it. So maybe I'll look while you guys yapping about something.
I lost us a Patreon, by the way. And he's probably listening.
Oh, you want to talk about
this? Yeah, I lost us a Patreon.
I didn't know if you want to talk about
this. No, it's okay. I lost us a Patreon because
Carrie's contributions
I lack integrity.
Okay, so apparently, Kevin, someone wrote on your video that you need to fix your friends because they're hanging out with the wrong crowd, and you brought this up. You gave light to the troll, okay? Mm-hmm. And so then the troll.
How do we
came
know
over,
it was that troll?
He admitted it in this comment where he bashed Carrie, and he's like, "Oh yeah, that was me who said that because Carrie is a horrible person. He lacks integrity. Yeah. I recently saw a coin video about him.
That's literally not fair.
The coin video, which Carrie intentionally edited to make himself look bad." Yeah. I was like, that's going to make you look bad. Do this.
No, TikTok, I just looked bad. I couldn't really edit around that.
Right. Well, but here's the difference.
But he owned it.
Exactly. He acknowledged it, and he didn't see it that way. And then he did see it that way, and he still presented it as the way it was.
Truthfully.
That is integrity.
I agree. So anyways, long story short, Kara was arguing with him and getting upset.
Yeah, it was bothering me. I told.
And so I just permabanned him from our page. Boom. Problem solved.
Jeez.
Yeah,
holy moly. You know,
well, he was being pretty aggressively
mean. Dialogue and,
Carrie was literally crying on the toilet. Yeah, so we had to try to help him out of that.
Look, so like I was, I was taking care of business, but I still was upset, if you know what I mean.
Carrie is a lot of things that maybe aren't desirable, but lacking in integrity is not one of them. Not even close. True.
And speaking of that, our
work
number
ethic,
one
thank,
fan.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes, work ethic.
That was almost a compliment. I appreciate that.
It is weird. I have to say, like, and Carrie, I didn't say this to your face except for the thousands of times I've said it. But, like, while he's here, it's weird how he's so okay with doing nothing. Like we'll be unloading.
What do you mean nothing?
We'll be
he's
unloading.
On his phone, dude.
Well,
he's working.
Listen, we'll be unloading the wagons into the van, and like he's just sitting there watching us do it. He's just watching, and like to the point
the
where
van?
He even didn't want to load. He did because he saw me doing it. It's like, oh crap! I guess I should also be unloading the wagon into the van.
Then he did.
But he didn't do. He didn't show initiative in unloading the wagon.
I didn't do it the way that Dave wanted me to.
He just like it's just natural to just say, okay, my wagon's full. I walked back to the car. Let me just immediately start putting stuff in. And
I've lived a Kevin life for so long.
He just
I've
assumed
had everybody
someone would
doing
do it for him.
This is bull. I can't say I work.
Kevin's a lot more
Dave,
like
Dave
me
is,
than he'd like to admit. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's true. Kevin does have
like
a lot of people working.
Dave is like you, but I'm I have initiative, I guess.
I have initiative, guys. I have million plus followers. None of them matter. I mean, they all matter. I said that wrong, but I mean,
you hear him big timing his viewers.
What I meant was, it's not like I'm getting rich off of it. Is what
his viewers?
It's not like making me rich or anything.
At least you're calling them viewers and not fans, like you used to call them. They're viewers.
I love that one.
But they're not your viewers. They're just viewers. That's it. They're viewers.
Well,
they're not yours because apparently that one viewer is no longer mine either.
No, he
Carrie
still likes
my
you.
Friend.
He actually likes
me likes
too.
A lot.
He won't now that I permabanned him, but that's okay. Bye.
I didn't permaban. Come on back to Commonwealth Flipper.
Go over to CommonwealthFlipper.com,
right? Because people are portrayed. You know, people see the Dave that this insanity, this whatnot stuff, this just in you know whatever it is.
Handsome,
but
is the word you
but,
for?
Like pretty I said, awkward. You know what do the people around you think of you? I don't know what that says about Carrie with Dawn, but
I don't know.
What
Tina
do
was
the people around
me today
you?
To hodgepodge Pam? Yeah. She was just nonstop.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't need to do that. But
I mean, people do see what we allow to be seen. I like. Mm-hmm. I think Dave's pretty good at showing about as much as you can.
He shows
I'm trying
the worst
to get more
on
like that.
Purpose. He doesn't show enough of the good stuff. That's in my opinion.
Which is
although
what back
it
out
leaks through.
And look what it did to him.
Yeah,
it leaked through with Callie last night. I could sense that Dave was like, "All right, Callie, just kind of back off the whatnot just a little bit." I saw it like two or three times, but he didn't.
Oh, Callie can get to me on the whatnot just because like she is a lot like me. She's a lot like me.
But you're always thinking of her, even in doing that. And so you can see it. So even though you can't see it, you can still see it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, I'd hit pause on the camera and the thing and I'd say, you know, Turner, I really need you to be quiet right now. Get out of here. Go.
Go away, son.
And then I would turn it back on.
Is there a pause button on the whatnot option?
Yeah, I don't know.
I should
have invented a pause button on whatnot.
Harry Tornado said, toilet paper has disappeared. You now only have two options, saran wrap or 320 grit sandpaper. What do you choose?
I'm just rocking a soggy bottom and not worrying about it.
You got to repeat that. I was thinking in my head, how come you only read Harry Tornado comments and only interview YouTubers and only go on videos with YouTubers?
It's just a really good question.
All right, what's the question?
I think technically he's a house flipper now. He's not really even a reseller.
Toilet paper has disappeared, and you now only have two options, saran wrap or 320 grit sandpaper. Which do you choose?
Your hand. That's what they used to do. Then you wash it.
Why would anyone choose sandpaper?
Yeah, seriously.
I feel like this is too easy, Josh. Shouldn't it be like sandpaper or rusty nails? Like, it's got to be a little harder than that. It's saran wrap.
I think that's when you learn to poop cleaner. Like, if you got to be able to, like...
That's when I use my bidet.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You didn't say anything about a bidet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that reminded me of another comment on that video that you were in, where you bought the crap, the poop sculpture.
Yeah,
somebody
said,
Dave typically buys poop, and now he actually bought poop. That's what it said. Mm-hmm. I thought that's a pretty good comment.
Josh rated me, and I gave it away to one of his viewers, right? Remember that? That was fun.
Yeah, that's right.
When you guys were here. We did a fun Whatnot auction last night, though. Did you watch some of it, you said?
I rated you, Dave.
Yeah. You didn't have very many viewers. That was weird. What happened
there? Talking about 75. Like 70. That was a little bit unfair.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
you
first of all.
300. Clearly, dude, they're not sticking around for your show because, like, they used to come and then they're like, this ain't good.
I feel like the Whatnot's dying on the podcast.
We were talking about your podcast starting. Mm-hmm. We were winding it down, and they all went over to your podcast, and I finished up because I'd sold every your Whatnot. I wanted to sell three or four more things, so we sold them, and then I sent them over to you, and then you spent 20 minutes messing around with your audio and video because you got issues.
But isn't that like, we were trying to big time you a little bit, like, because we're like, okay, we've got over 200 viewers, and we're going to do nothing and just adjust our camera for 20 minutes and keep all 250 viewers. That was our goal. And we did.
Well,
we did pay them. We did pay every viewer.
Yeah, we did.
For the record,
money is in the mail, folks. In the mail.
I shouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to say it because it didn't sound like you're appreciative that I rated you. So next time, I won't.
That's perfect.
I won't do that for you.
We were appreciative. We were appreciative, but we did also. We did also drop this thing. We did also drop this thing where we said. Someone rated us with two people, and we said that's way more meaningful than Kevin's rating.
Yes, I was there. I heard it.
Kevin, we're just like, Kevin, I know how big your head gets because of your fame and the fortune that you have. Yeah. We're here to keep you in line. We're trying to help you out, man.
Give.
Keep you real and relatable to the people.
He does.
I keep
he
giving and giving and giving. And what do I get?
Generous lover. Get? We get it.
You get two great friends, and you should be thankful for that. And you also get Mike, which we're helping keep him in the picture because he wants out. But we're like,
I'm putting Mike in all my videos. You know, he wasn't exactly—he was A.M. Picker for goodness sake. I mean, he was a nobody.
Breakfast Picker. Those were the days.
Dude, you know, I at my recent video on my Picker channel featured Uncle Steve. Like, I was on a FaceTime with him during the video, and you could like see him on it. Uncle Steve.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh,
and
talk about
put
a big
his little
head.
Whatnot in the bottom. Yeah. He's probably calling to talk to you.
I think he's called Uncle Steve five times
in the last 2 days, and I have like,
you don't like him.
I'm a little brother that ignores his older brother.
It's his uncle, but it's why it's Uncle Steve.
Yeah, we're in a chat.
Oh, it's his uncle.
Yeah, brown boy chat.
So wait, Uncle Steve's your uncle?
It's weird that he's
his brother. Am I an idiot? Am I dumb?
Yeah.
He is a similar age, right? You're both 54? 56?
No. What? No, he's 10 years older than me.
Oh, he's 66. Okay. Yeah. No Nose Picker said, ever since y'all called old Beep Beep Cool Kevin, it seems like it boosted his ego and career. Thank you all for blasting him into blank blank stardom.
I don't know who we're referring to.
I don't know what that's about.
What in the world? Why are you reading this? What is wrong?
Craig McLaughlin said, "Reseller Fight Club. Who would you least want to face, and who would be the person that you were most confident you could beat?"
That reminds me of FlipCon, where they did that draft, and they drafted who they want to defend. Everybody picked Don.
Yeah.
Don.
Really?
I don't want to mess with Don.
Who would I least want to face? So, well, let's get to the question, Kevin. Who would you least want to fight?
A picker? Who would I least want to fight as a picker?
Yeah, YouTube picker. Who do you want to fight the least?
That's tough. Of course, there's Rod, you know, the wrestling guy, but he's a softy at heart.
Yeah,
right?
He is.
You know?
I feel like
but
he'd go
I could
easy.
See
yeah.
he gets that hidden temper that can kind of come out. I'll tell you what, there's a guy a lot of you might not think of, but Leroy, I can see Leroy getting hot. And Mike, Death Battle, I mean, in the military.
I would not want to fight Roman. I feel like he'd just pull out ninja stars.
Yeah, he would just put you in a headlock and make you look at like inappropriate IG.
His whole crew would just show up and start beating the crap out of me with flapjacks, you know? Like, they'll take some chairs.
I'll tell you who it is, and you guys aren't thinking of him, but the second I say him, you guys will agree. Sonny. I don't want to fight Sonny.
Sonny's
a sweetheart.
Yeah, he's aggressive.
But no, Sonny's a sweetheart, but I know he, I know just like he could use his pinky and just break
Yeah, I was on Fremont Street with him. You guys were there. Like, dude,
he's a protector. Sonny. That's how Sonny is. So I wouldn't want to mess with Sonny.
That's fair. Who are we most confident we could beat, LBX, though? Man. I could beat Kevin, and I'm ready.
Not
to
a
do
chance.
It.
I'm zero
chance.
I'm just gonna say it. I'm gonna say it because zero I have chance. No shame. Can I say it? 1 foot flipper, easy.
Kevin, who do you think? Kevin's like, I'm buying a ticket.
Terry. Carrie.
I like Paige. I don't want to fight
Well, I literally did beat up Carrie today, so I need that one's checked off the list. You'll see that footage at the end. You'll see that footage at the end.
Not Paul, for sure. I don't know.
Yeah,
Carrie.
Paul's not
Paul's
that
easily
tough.
Distracted, so.
He's like, oh, girl.
That's a woman.
He met a special friend on his trip. I saw that in his video. I don't know if they're, but
I don't know who
if you saw his vlog, you met a special friend. And all the comments called her a special friend. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Tina's, wait a minute. I totally
oh,
missed
Philly
this.
Flipper. What? He had a video with his special friend, and he met someone who speaks not English in, where did he go, Panama or something?
Panama,
he's out there just seeing Paul doing his
special
thing.
Friend.
It's a special friend. You're riding around in a golf cart with her. They were both in bikinis. I don't understand. Paul's bikini.
Yeah, the mankini board.
Well, I think it's like an Eastern European kind of swimsuit. I think that's what it was.
Roman.
Banana hammock.
Hey, but I mean, he's lost a lot of weight, and
he looked good in it. Yeah.
Do you realize a lot of our viewers don't know some of the people we talk about?
That's okay.
And it must. You know, maybe we should stay.
I feel like we don't think about our viewers enough, and we just kind
of
just talk.
We just talk
about
a lot of people listening. Yeah, the viewers. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so we can talk eBay a little bit. So
let's talk eBay.
I got an offer on my bear, my big giant polar bear that the lady said I didn't groom properly.
Was the polar bear the one you didn't groom properly?
Yeah. Okay. So I had it listed for $300. She told me to increase the price, so I increased it to $400. I got an offer for $100. So, hey, you know, she was wrong. She was wrong. It's been like a month. She was definitely wrong.
She's trying to
crap
protect
ain't worth
her
anything.
Brand. She's trying to protect her brand, for sure.
And I got a whole entire shelf full of Fenton. Did I tell you that, Kev?
Yes, you told me. Yeah, and you started selling it off on. How did the Jim Shore do last night? Is Jim Shore doing
great?
Okay?
It
Jim
Shore did great.
It did almost. Maybe
must
eBay.
Must have been
value.
The
I
raid.
Got about eBay. Yeah, we got about eBay value. I'm so glad that I found those via Dawn. Because we are one. Day. We are one in heart and soul. Mm-hmm. So any of her finds are therefore my finds. And we did good.
Kevin, I'm looking into your eyes right now. Thank you for the raid.
Thank
we
you for the
appreciate
reason, Kevin.
You, and we like you.
And listen, I did
you're a great
first
guy,
of all,
we're proud
so
of you.
I know you're addicted
you're
to a lot of stuff
fella.
Like Zen and hurting animals, but
I
we still love you.
I was gonna do it on Wednesday. Right, and that's the day my family can. Well, they don't go anywhere, right? There's no practices, and I'm like, you know, I think Dave and Carrie are gonna do one. He's down there. I looked it up. It was Tuesday. I moved it. It was an impromptu one, and I moved it, and it was a specialty Disney one. I thought I was doing something nice, but I won't ever do it again.
No, well, so here's the thing, though. Like, you always, anytime you do something nice, there's, like, non-nice things that are happening. Like, for example, you wrecked Rod's show.
You wrecked Rod's show by helping us.
Like, I look at, he's got, like, nine people in
when
there.
I
like,
go,
what
listen,
is Kevin doing to Rod?
Listen, when I went on there, for the record, Rod, when I went on there to go live, I saw he was live, and I'm like, oh, no.
Like, what the worst thing, like, so what makes me the worst person
Disney.
In the world? What makes me the worst person in the world is I knew they were both going live, and I told neither because it would benefit me. Yeah, it would benefit
That's
me
awful,
if I get
dude.
Both. I told Carrie, I said, well, I told Carrie, I said, should we tell him? And he's like, eh.
I was probably zoned out, to be honest.
So we're just kind of bad people.
But
I,
we
I mean,
still did
I
good. It was,
at you.
It was
I
a niche down you. Disney. We did pins and a bunch of Disney items. And Reagan did it with me, and it was good. So I knew it would be smaller because it was impromptu, and it was. But we still had 125 in there at times, and then down to 80 and 70, and I think 70 was the lowest we went. But I don't care. I think if you get 50 people in there, it's a home run. And a lot of times we do have more. What are you texting? And I hear the audio is all screwed up, Dave. I can't take it. Let's stop
Standby,
this.
I'm
the viewers
something.
Hear this. Yeah, we're aware. We're very aware. Maybe I can get some. Maybe I can. No, keep texting. I'll slip some reselling in here.
So I'm selling clothes like crazy all of a sudden.
Okay.
All right, let me look.
Is that because like the economy is down? Yeah. Let's talk about really serious eBay stuff.
Yeah, guys.
Guys, the economy is down, and when people have less money, they come to eBay to save money on clothing.
Yeah,
they're not buying collectibles or Tupperware quite as much. Well, maybe Tupperware.
Put all your money in Xerox stock.
Xerox stock. Individual stocks, low-yield mutual funds. Low yield.
Low yield.
The lower the yield, the better.
I'll tell you what.
High, low, sell high.
Forecast.
Sell high by
hell. Forecast.
Yeah. Can we talk about it for a minute? Do you not really want to talk about it?
No,
I'll talk about it.
What are we talking about?
I don't, see the economy as down per se. I see it as mixed. I see, like, expendable capital is tough to come by. People's debt. All right, I'm not even going to get into it.
Just go. They want to
hear. I don't know what any.
Why do I need to care? We've got 10,000 people that care. Go on. Go. Go.
Ardent viewers that want to hear what you have
look
to say
up,
about
if you want to go look capital. It up, I pay attention to this stuff. If you look at average consumer debt, it is significantly higher than it was 2 years ago. Significantly higher.
Yeah.
Consumer debt. And that makes a big difference. If you don't think it does, then fine. I'll get on the power hour.
Maybe we have to agree with you now, too, for you to put your opinion out there?
You just said
if we don't agree, you're going on the power hour. That's what you just said.
They don't even exist anymore. It's the eBay player podcast or whatever.
The Ready Player One podcast, VR.
Let me look at this.
Here's the thing that you're not understanding, Kevin. If you want to actually have me talk, because I have 3 degrees, I could talk about this, okay? Expendable capital, okay? People are going to have it, or they're not going to have it, and they're going to use it with discretion. Yeah, but let's get away with the notion that any spending is discretionary. Everything is discretionary, as far as I'm concerned. It's all discretionary, and if it was discretionary, then we wouldn't even be spending it.
I had to poop at the Starbucks today.
I think the glass bubble has taken all of the capital out of the reselling market. That's what I think. The glass bubble.
Dude, I've been annoying Dave all day with eBay selling.
I don't think it was internal blood. I think
Dave
it was
keeps thinking it's his stuff and it's my stuff.
I don't think it was internal blood.
How are you guys doing it? You guys, Dave, I know you went to bed way later than usual last night. Unless you turned the whatnot off and went to bed and made Tina ship everything today.
Shipped everything.
I've been
actually
exhausted.
It was kind of impressive. I was impressed when you get three good shippers and carry working hard. We shipped the whole thing in 45 minutes.
We were going through the labels, and I shouldn't do that one,
Kevin, because everyone's like, oh, okay, this is just one plush. Carrie, you ship this one.
I got the one plush.
It's like,
order.
This one has glass, Carrie. Give me back that.
I would be like, guys, I shouldn't do this one. I retired from shipping. I retired. I did shipping for 10 years and only broke 30%, which I
it was like, dude, it was crazy because it was like 120 items. We shipped it all in 40 minutes.
Gosh, that's crazy. Wow.
Look at that. All it took was 4 adults.
Yeah, and I would say like probably Dawn did, let's say, 40% of it. I did like 25, Tina 25, and then Carrie 10.
I did 30.
Yeah, no, and that's like real numbers.
That's impressive for Carrie. I'm proud of you.
He did good. He did the easy crap that saved us time.
Hey.
Yeah. And he weighed some of our packages to confirm the weight. So, yeah.
So why wouldn't you, like, so you did it and you, like, gave
podcast members
tags to each people and then they went and packaged those things. See, I think differently. I think, like, assembly line, but the way you do it, I think is the right way to do it.
It worked because then there was no like mix-ups or anything like that. Everyone just owned whatever they were holding.
Yeah, you're like the Edison of this. You're using other people for your gain, and you're kind of evil. We're like Tesla. We're creative. We're at one with power and light and energy.
Well,
and we're
using that
so that we could. What happened to Tesla? You ended up dying in an apartment in New York or something. I don't know. Mm.
See, Kevin could never do it in 45 minutes because he'd have to storyboard the packing for an hour before it came time to actually pack. He's like, Heather, everyone sit down. This is how we're doing it.
It's either 15 seconds or it's 6.5 hours.
We're
going to
fly Ozzy Flipper in for this because I need some of his viewers. And then we're going
to
do
it. Yeah, gosh. Trying to get that Ozzy community.
Did that work out, by the way? Is your Ozzy viewership
up? Do you have a lot
of
Ozzy's viewers now?
I've always had a decent amount, but there's a significant amount. Yeah,
it's weird, though,
because
Aussies, the one thing I like about Aussies is they're no nonsense and they can see through BS, and yet they're following you.
Yeah, well, maybe they can.
They're now number three. They're now number three on Facebook for me, and I think they're number two. No, I think Great Britain is Britain is number two, and then Aussies are number three. New Zealand's crept up too, so maybe there's a New Zealand crowd in there for Aussie Flipper too.
Estonia is
and
big
for
me.
Mel. Mm-hmm.
Estonia and Latvia.
Yeah, Latvia, Philippines France? Has dropped a little
what
bit.
What are we
actually.
Talking about? I zoned out. I have no idea. We're just saying
we're
countries.
Just
you know what
countries.
I think is interesting? I think whenever I watch Cat Show, Nurse Flipper Show, whenever somebody asks a YouTube question, the people who are on the show take like 30 minutes to answer the question. They want to talk about YouTube. That's what YouTube people want to talk about. They
can
want
I tell
to talk
you
about
some
YouTube.
Of the greatest supporters of our
yeah.
show?
Yeah. The, yeah. I love them yeah. all so deeply, so truly, so madly.
Tier members. Actually, I'm going to have Carrie tell you. Go ahead, Carrie. Tell us about
that. We got Craig McLaughlin.
He's memorized these.
Yeah, memorized. Biggs Collectibles. Mm-hmm. Main Man merch on eBay. Mm-hmm. Somebody's trying to go on the merch market. I'm not sure if I appreciate that, but
he's
welcome.
Main man.
Jake Ryder.
Dried flips.
What?
Just how you say it.
Dried flips. Jabin's finds. CJ Bin's finds.
Original.
The flipper skipper and the captain too. Lady Arborage.
Your Commonwealth married to this one.
No nose picker. Oh, it's nose like they don't know. I thought it was no nose picker.
Now you know.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Ryan Simporbeal. That's a fancy name.
It is fancy.
Hard Tornado.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Superhero Headquarters. We got Vintage Sports Flips.
Yep.
Paulsmerch.com. Who's merch?
Paul's merch.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to interrupt you for a second. So we're doing the whatnot last night. Paul's merch comes in comments. And I said, oh, Paul's merch is here. Or no, Heather said that. And then I said, who's merch? And Heather says, Paul's merch.
It's awesome.
Turner's
downstairs. It's spreading beyond the reseller
game.
Community.
Wait, Turner's downstairs playing a video
downstairs
game.
Downstairs playing the video game.
And he jingles.
When I say, who's merch? Paul's merch. I'm like, oh my God.
That's really what we wanted.
High five in the ether.
And Reagan completely, now I'm going to sell him out here, right here, too. So sorry, Paul. Reagan, when it goes on there, his payment failed. And she just straight up, Paul's merch payment failed. Your payment failed. It's like, oh my gosh, dude.
Poor
what are
Paul.
You doing? Reagan does not hide it. She's just,
I like that
she's
Paul
like
started
mama.
To own it, though.
Yeah.
He started to own
it. I love that it's paulsmerch.com, but it's on eBay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, that
well,
goes to his Facebook page.
Oh, it does go to his Facebook page. It redirects.
Yeah, it goes to his Facebook page, which tells you about his eBay store, but it doesn't link to his eBay store.
None of them are a .com,
you have to type
any
in
of them.
Paulsmerch.com eBay store, kind of like Harry Tornado.
I know we screwed up a few months of him paying us in the Patreon, but I think we've made up for it now.
Yeah.
I think if he's not booming right now, there's not much more we can do.
Yeah, we did our
I
best.
Do know
Hospital
a guy, I should interview this guy. I have a guy that has sent me messages for years talking about setting up a, I don't know if he does Shopify, he does some other website, but he does pipes, nothing but pipes, and he sells on eBay, but he has his own website too, and he drives traffic to it, and he makes far more money off of his used pipes that he sells on one of these platforms, Shopify or something, than he does on eBay. He's like, you should do this. You've
ABC
got an audience
Matt,
to do
thank
this.
You. Brian, yeah,
Big,
Brian
and
Fun,
Big and Fun.
New
we
Jersey
have the New
Picker,
Jersey Picker. Do you
Grays
know he's from New
Resell,
Jersey?
Logan Murky and
Logan
Side
Murky,
Hustle Preacher. Okay, continue, Kevin.
All right. Go ahead.
Contractually,
I'm just
wrong.
Saying,
we just had to finish,
you know,
what we were doing.
I've never sold on, you guys don't even have websites, but I have a website.
I
sell merch on the website.
BaconDanny.com. BaconDanny.com.
I have a...
Check it out, guys.
And all the affiliate links are over there, and contacts, and all the different platforms.
Oh, my
and
dad
all that
let
stuff
it die? Me. Dang it. I wonder if we could bring that back.
I have garbitrage.com, which is just basically feet pics.
What is that thing that lets you view the time machine? Website time machine. Oh. I wonder if I could find BaconDanny.com. Actually, the way back, I probably should not look that up. I don't even want to know.
Especially not now.
Bacon Daddy? What's it called?
Yeah, BaconDaddy.com.
That carries
that
pet
is
name.
Not my website.
Yeah, that is my pet name.
No, yeah, there's no BaconDanny.com. It was literally just pictures of like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches in my high school and people eating them. And I created it.
Back in 03?
I don't know. 01. 99?
Wow, dude.
99 or something? I had a website like 99.
I remember being kicked out of my computer class in high school.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't type fast enough.
How fast do you type? What's
like
your
I was
WPM?
Like 30 words a minute, and
that's
I missed
bad.
Half of them.
Oh, that's bad. That's
because
not 30
too,
words
I'm
per minute.
I'm just not.
Then.
I'm not dexterous. Is that the word?
You're a lefty. I think they call that.
A destritisic.
You know what I don't like? Can I interrupt this nonsense? I don't like the fact that I have to. I don't know. It's all right, I guess. Mercari, do you ever do you forget your balance in Mercari, Dave? Do you like send it over?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always forget. And I had a sale on Mercari today, and I can't find it. I don't know what the heck I did. Maybe they canceled.
I just have to remember to check Mercari at all, like once a week, and be like, oh, yeah, there's something 5 days late.
Oops. Yeah, something I sold 5 days ago and forgot. Yeah.
I already sold that on eBay. Time to cancel, like Poshmark with my 85% cancel rate.
I went and I spent a lot of time listing this week. That was kind of my biggest priority. I think I listed like every day. Actually, I have listed every day.
Yeah,
since, like,
and
Tuesday.
Is it paying off?
Eh.
Dude, yeah. You were getting right. annoyed with me earlier, Dave, because my eBay's been going off because I planned ahead. Mm-hmm. Me and Don, and me, I did a lot of them. I scheduled listings because it's free now. You could schedule listings on eBay for free, so I just have them dropping when I'm dropping a deuce or whatever
and
I'm
do
doing.
Do you have somebody shipping for you now that you're gone? I thought you said you weren't going to do that.
I have 10-day handling right now, but if somebody has an issue with it, my stepdaughter will ship this stuff. So we've shipped a couple things. But
just so Dawn gets on there and types them a message. And
yeah, she literally does, because she knows I'll forget. So she's been doing it. And everybody's been cool with it. I won't do it aggressively. Yeah.
Carrie found a card shop.
I did. I found a card shop that's
was
amazing
it any good?
Out
oh, wait.
Here.
Hey, that's the other thing I was already on tilt about, is I sent you a video message, Carrie. You never responded to it.
Oh, dude, I really didn't see it, dude. I'm being
serious. Yeah, you were sleeping. I know you didn't. That's my point.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I would always answer you.
All right, so tell me about these right here. This is
EXL, that's basketball. That's probably EXL 94, Skybox. 95, right?
95, 96. 95, 96.
Okay.
EXL Skybox.
Those are great. So I mean, they're not super valuable, but I love them.
Well, but listen, I've only found one pack for sale on eBay, and it's for $40. And then there's one sold for $40, or multiples, because it's probably the same person. Yeah.
I think, he's got the whole market right now. That's overpriced.
How
honestly.
Many does he have listed, Kev?
I don't know. I didn't.
What if you buy all of his, list yours at 80?
I think you're missing the nuance of the market.
But don't pay him. Don't pay him.
You guys, he's missing the nuance of the market. What's in the pack is going to matter.
Yeah, but 95-96 is not a particularly good year for basketball cards. Kevin Garnett's rookie card's in there, which is good. But that pack should probably be like $8 to $12 would be my guess. So he's probably getting it because there's a few people every now and then. But if you wanted to move them quick, I'd be closer to like 20. You know,
all right,
I'd undercut them a bit.
Right,
that's what I
first
would
of all,
do.
It says EXL.
I'd open them is what I would do, if I'm being honest.
Well, I was going to give them to you, but you didn't respond to the message, so I'm selling them now. EXL. Man. How come on the pack it says E-XL, and then on eBay it says, it does say E-EXL. All right.
That was a premium brand back in the day. Those were like $3 or $4 packs back in the day. I couldn't afford them.
See, my a store factory hasn't really
Why am I upside down?
Much? You are?
I'm in the upside down.
Oh. A factory sealed what, Kevin?
I like it.
That factory sealed box of 36 has 71 watchers for $450.
So I might be wrong, dude. Maybe that's rarer than I thought. I don't know. I'm surprised that it's that expensive.
You think it's just because of that one player you met?
Well, it's Kevin Garnett. Sports? Here's the thing with sports. If you guys want to know basketball cards, the main year you want to look out for is 96-97, because that's Kobe Bryant's rookie year.
There's
so the year before that.
There's a sold one. Buy it now, not best offer, for $449.95.
Wow, I might be wrong. Maybe that was a premium set, but I'm surprised it's going for that much.
Guys, what do you think? Comment down below about this really boring card stuff. Do you agree with Kevin?
Last time you made fun of Kevin to get out of it.
Carrie is adamant about it not being worth a lot.
I don't feel like it's worth that much, but apparently it's selling, so I could be wrong.
All right, here's your answer right here. Value? This is interesting. All right, and this is actually
it's
some
not
good
interesting
content.
Unequivocally, it is.
Okay,
not
here's what I said. Listen. It says right here E-XL. When you look that up, this person who has it sold for $39.99 has it EX-L, which is different than this. But if somebody puts it in there that way, it's the only thing that shows up, and that's why they're getting sales. So
I'm wondering.
Titles matter.
There is a set that came out the year after called EX2000 in 96-97, which is confusing.
$40.
And that set is highly desirable, and the packs would be that much. It probably a lot more.
I'm
going to
put
people
on are getting $39.95 a pack and see what happens. I got 30 packs.
Okay.
You'll do good, man.
How much you
or
pay,
you'll
Kev?
Sell them.
How much
I take
you pay?
Offers.
It was part of a bigger deal, but around $150 for all of them. But I got
two
Derek Jeter rookies in there, too. No, I didn't, but that's what led me to this. So I didn't do the buyout. We were running out of merchandise. We basically have clothes and whatnot and a little bit of eBay. And so I called up somebody and I'm like, hey, you got anything? And they're like, oh yeah, we do right now. Come and get it. And I'm like, okay. So I went and I just didn't even look at the stuff. They just put it in bins, threw it in the back of my car, said, how much you want? And they said, $220. I gave them $220, brought it home and just dug through it. It's good.
Okay. It's good. Nice. What was your big sale of the week there, Kev? You got one of them?
Sales are consistent, but big sales aren't. So I don't know. I got off of this to look up this thing, so it's going to be a second.
Well, I sold the William Barclay Daily Study Bible Series 18-volume set for $70.
Nice. Okay.
Something.
Oh, you know what?
I had a $165 sale today.
I saw that. What was that, like an action figure?
It's a Soldier Story U.S. Army 12-inch action figure. It's highly articulated. Mm. So you may have heard of, like, Hot Toys. Have you heard of those before?
Yes, yeah.
They're, like, the ones that have, like, they come with, like, 8 heads and 16 wrists and arms. You know, just bracelets. It's really weird. And it was incomplete.
Lots of bracelets.
We bought it at the DI in one of my videos recently. And by we, I mean Dawn. Dawn bought it. Yes. And but she wouldn't have known to buy it without me. That's what I'm going to stick to. But yeah, it sold for $165. Took like 2 months to sell.
Nice. I had a Bonanza sale. There you go.
Oh, you did?
So,
wow.
Yeah, some glasses. So my eBay sales, I had a big one. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, though. I found a box of what I thought was predominantly silver plate with a couple of sterling pieces in it. It turned out to be predominantly sterling with a few silver plates in it. And I took just some cups together and weighed them and sold them as scrap for $330. Plus shipping.
Nice.
That was good. That was my biggest one. And I sold, there's not a lot of big stuff, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, we can see.
I sold a Florida State polo shirt for $40 plus shipping. And a nutcracker. A fully naked woman nutcracker for $17 plus shipping.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't
I'll show you a picture.
I would look at
you. Show me a picture. Okay, yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't want to see that being one of your supporters.
We'll finish the show.
I feel like that's not what you're selling on your channel.
Well, it's a hand carved. It's look like an African.
It's hand carved, so it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Nudity's okay if it's out of wood.
Yeah. Who said? Okay.
That came out even weirder.
Yeah.
I just sold during this show. I just got a sale to. I sold. Oh, I got these down at Webster the first time we were there.
Do you remember the guy? Sale.
Yeah, we've gotten six sales.
Good gracious.
None of which I'm highly impressed by.
Were you there when I went with...
What did
you
do with all those
day?
Like little t-shirt print things?
Yeah, what did you do with those?
Okay,
you spent $1,200 on those.
Yeah, I know.
Spoiler alert.
We're going... Yeah, exactly.
7 months when he puts
What I did, I haven't done anything because I'm just at a loss to figure out how I want to proceed with them. But what I did do is take one of them, Dave, just took one of them and put it on a whatnot.
Okay.
I think it went for like $11.
Okay. So if you had 1,000 of them, that would be $110,000.
Yeah.
Yes. There's.
I think that's $110,000 if I'm doing my math. Yeah.
There's over 1,000 for sure. There's no doubt over 1,000. So I don't know, but there's some issues with it. Some of them. There's some that are like, this isn't going to sell really good, and there's like 40 of them. So it's like, you know, it's going
to
be.
You sell them as a lot. You sell them as a lot.
That's the key to eBay. You want to get a lot of stuff that nobody wants, but you want quantity of it. You're like,
nobody wants it.
Let's get 40 of them.
Yep.
It's a lot of money, but it's going to take a long time. The good part about it is it's this much stuff, right?
Here's the real question, Kevin. We know Scrooge McDuck, Kevin, bought that. But would teacher Kevin have bought that back in the day, 5 years ago?
Here's what I'll say.
I would have bought it, like, but I'd have bought it for $800.
If you want to,
you
would have already had everything posted by now, right?
If you want to be on the correct way to do this is very easy. Now, and it's different for you than a normal reseller, right?
Yeah,
a normal reseller
mostly are selling to your fans.
You should be doing lots of about 20 in whatnot auctions. People would probably be willing to pay $40 to $60 for a lot of 20. They'd get them for $2 to $3 a piece. Probably could list them for 10 to 20 a piece on eBay. They can make like a huge profit. You'll make a huge profit.
But you're forgetting.
We call that a win-win.
You're forgetting Kevin wants all the profit.
That's actually literally the problem.
Yeah.
That's literally the problem.
Kevin
nailed it right on the head.
Kevin wants that lime. He wants it fully squeezed. Then he wants to sell it for the full lime price.
Because
it's already been squeezed.
He would just reach out to Mojo and be like, give me $2,000. And
I did reach out
to
Mojo.
Yeah,
you know what Mojo's? Mojo,
what did he say?
Mojo got, he has tons of them left, and he got it at like pennies compared to what I paid.
Oh, so he was spoiled. And so he's not
No,
willing to pay
he
up.
Just got a way, way better deal than what I
got.
Yeah. And it was tough. I was trying, you know, when you're dealing with relics, you know, you don't want to, you know,
you don't.
But at the same time, I would feel much better about the deal at 800 than I would at 1200 because of the length it's going to take to get these. I'm going to bundle at some point, but I'm going to pull out all the ones that will sell as singles.
Pull out all the good ones. That's a good idea. Pull out all the good ones and then auction off the garbage. I love it.
No, it's not about the garbage. It's different. You know this. There's a whatnot audience, right? Okay, so there's some awesome ones that are like Yale. It's got the Yale Bulldog on it, right? You put that on a whatnot, it ain't going to sell.
Yeah, who it's too specific, but somebody's going to want that. Like,
and so that's what's going to take forever. But then there's one that says, oh, what is it? Something about, oh, you got a nice ass is what it says. Okay.
Whoa. Whoa.
Something like that. But it's a donkey.
Somebody's hopped up on Zen right now.
It's a donkey on a fence, right? And it's like, okay, that will sell on one. Somebody's I'm ironing that on a shirt.
Then that's okay then.
Turner would have done it when I say that.
So I don't know.
Turner gets mad when I say that. I'm like, it's not a bad word.
Turner is a boy after my own heart.
My dad used to say I could say, I think jackass was one of the ones I could say because it was
you're allowed. Yeah. You're allowed to say that. Yeah.
It's because he called Carrie that all the time.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about like sourcing and stuff. So first of all, I think that the actual like garage sale season is like right on the precipice, right? By the end of March, like early April, most people are going to be out. Maybe like northern U.S., you're looking at May?
In the northern part.
Yeah. New Hampshire is probably May.
Maine, Rhode Island.
But so the question is, like,
here's the question.
Do you think, well, I like how you're like,
I know, because you love when I do this. I do these whatnot
auctions, and he just repeats everything I say, but he says it in a different voice. I was like, what is the value? But people like it.
They
like,
do. It somehow, the people like hypes it. What him can up. I say?
He's doing it right now, still. I don't remember what my question was at this point. I've lost
Thank
it.
Goodness.
I've lost
well,
it.
Well, let
Whatever.
Me finish mine. Yes. You can go back to the yard sales right around the corner, but I sold these plush. Do you remember you sent me to Webster for the first time, Dave, and you didn't go? I was with Rod and whatever. Yeah. And a really nice guy, just generous guy, gave me a bunch of plush. And I was like, dude, it doesn't look good on the video or whatever. But I was like, gracious. I took it. And some of it was good. I just sold two plush from there for $30 plus shipping. Sylvester and Tweety. All right, go ahead.
I didn't
yard sale season right around the corner.
I can't remember. But I will say someone did reach out to me. Oh, you know what? I did send out, Carrie helped me. We sent out all the pins for the Patreons at the $25 plus level. Nice. All the pins of the people who gave us addresses in their Patreon.
If you haven't given us an address,
you need to put the address in Patreon for us to ship your items. So, But I wanted to say, flip for you, a friend of the show is selling his eBay store. The whole eBay store, he's getting rid of it. He's getting rid of it.
Okay.
I think he's asking, $4,000 for it.
Does he have the value of the listed?
He says $38,000 was what was listed on his store, and he wants $4,000 for it. So
what?
Certainly.
What? Whoa! Wait.
Okay.
$38,000 is the listed, and he wants $4,000 for it.
Correct. Yeah. So it's probably a decent deal. I mean, he could list high. I don't know. It could be all overpriced. I don't.
I think that's right on the money. I think I've had this offer before, and I was at 15% looking at the items.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And I'm like, dude.
So what? I'm not gonna do it. He offered it to me. He's in Middle Tennessee, Spring Hill. I guess Middle Tennessee is like where in Tennessee, Spring Hill.
But
so,
I mean, are there even any pickers in Tennessee?
There's
Chris
TN
retired.
TN pickers.
Caleb, I love Caleb.
TN
He's
pickers,
out there.
Yeah. So there's a few. There's TN pickers, and then there's one on the Patreon.
There's Scott. Anyway,
my point is, since I didn't want the deal, I told him I'd mention on here. If there's a reseller in like Middle Tennessee that's interested in at least checking this out, message Flip for You, FLIP, the number 4 and the letter U, Flip for You on Instagram.
What about what's his eBay store? Is it up on eBay right now? Is stuff selling presently?
That's a great question.
That's the key,
because
if you can look at the merch as
just
it's on
send
eBay.
Send him a message and he can send you pictures and stuff, right?
No, it's not as good. Pictures is not nearly as good as going to eBay and looking at the listings. Because if it's $3,800 and you look at his listings and he's 40% over everything, which is why nothing's selling, then you got an issue, which I'm not saying that's what he's doing. But if you can look at the items
and
compare a dozen of them.
But Kevin... Couldn't they, if they just messaged him, ask him for a link to his eBay store? Like, do I really have to find it?
No.
Okay.
So
let's move on.
Yeah, there's a big difference between, 38,000 in video games and consoles and 38,000 in wrestling figures and enemas, and I mean, there's a difference in, yeah. in sell-through rate.
This happens a lot.
Avon bottles.
This happens a lot. Like, there's a lot of people that I see selling my eBay store. Why does it happen?
Everybody's quitting
on my Facebook all the time locally. Like, selling my eBay store.
eBay's dead.
Everybody's quitting. How about this? Some people go back. Look, people.
So you have no actual opinion. You just told me to make a video.
People, no, make a video and discuss it and look at the real numbers.
Every question is a content suggestion for this.
Look at the real numbers. Yeah. So, and I did a video similar to this. Everybody's quitting. You know, there are actually less sellers because you get the criticism all the time. You know, your channel is what's ruined reselling because everybody's reselling now and you can't sell for anything. And the numbers don't add up for that. They've been true back in the COVID buildup, but sellers are going down.
They're going down, yeah.
Every year.
Not sales are going down too.
No,
well, here's the thing. No. Like, sellers went up during COVID and they're going to go back down, but the ultimate level that they end up at with people leaving, I think will be higher than what it was before. There's going to be more sellers. And I think there's going to be more and more sellers as years go on because less and less people, you know, want to go to college and get three, you know, fairly useless degrees.
Right.
They might just want to go straight into reselling. It'd be a better use of their time and money, I'd say.
Sadly, like, I had zoned out because I was looking up data, and I was thinking Kevin was listening to you, but now that I look at my screen, he's gone.
Yeah, Kevin's
he's
not
gone.
Even
he's
here.
He's not even here, so I don't Kevin's have any here. Clue what you were talking about. I was trying
I don't
to
know
figure
either.
Out. I saw
was saying
something,
words.
I saw something about, like, eBay sales being down year over year, every year for the last couple of years, but he was
like
saying
when he
they
starts
weren't.
Using, when he starts, I don't like when he starts going all CNBC on us. Like, he starts going into, like, numbers and markets and like, S&Ps and stuff. I don't like that stuff.
Hi, Kev.
Hey, what's up?
The people are. I don't know how they're getting through here. Deathpile just called me here. We're trying to get the rap done, y'all.
Your headphones got messed up. Unplug, replug. Yeah, so basically, Do Not Disturb hasn't been working on my phone either, actually, Kev. Like, literally, I was doing my Whatnot auction, and people's, like, Mike was calling, it was showing up, my dad was calling, it was showing up. Like, Do Not Disturb is just broken on iPhones. I don't know, I don't understand why, but it has. Guys, good news. Anyone who's been tracking my, I've taken, like, five of these now. I had an aggressive migraine earlier on. It's almost gone. So the stuff's working. I'm pretty excited about it. It was getting really, really brutal. I was almost barfing about 20 minutes in.
Oh, dang.
But hey, you know what? We're still here. We've made the show go on. We've lived through it.
Classical migraines, Dave? The kind where your vision goes bad?
Yes. Like, yeah, it was bad. But I'm feeling a lot better now. So hey, hot dog. Kevin, I thought I read somewhere that eBay's sales numbers have been going down and down and down. The profitability up because of, like, layoffs and stuff, but the actual sales had been going down. Maybe I'm wrong.
Bonanza stealing.
So, well, actually, it could be Whatnot or Bonanza stealing.
It's Whatnot, I think.
All right. Well, if you really want to know what I think, or not think, but what I know is eBay sales actually aren't going down. They're growing. If you look, there was a bubble. There was a bubble during COVID, right? So if you can kind of remove that bubble, you can see that the trajectory is
okay.
It sounds
like me and my forecast meetings with my old
the
job.
The problem
is saying a lot of words, but not saying anything.
No, he
they're
is.
Not,
I know exactly
they're not growing at the rate that they used to grow at. They're not meeting the projections. They're losing market share.
And they said the same about you.
But they are still growing, but with less sellers. Exactly. And actually, that is a profitable way to do things. Because there's more cost in sellers that don't know what they're doing than there are costs in sellers that know what they're doing.
Yeah, so. No, that's true. But is it? Have you just answered my question of why do so many resellers just quit eBay? Like,
no,
why
it's
because
their
why?
Lives change. Their lives, they, you know, care, like, you know. If you marry
because, well,
up,
listen,
you know, care.
I have this
know,
other theory.
Up,
I have this other
the
theory.
Money, you know?
Yeah. Is it because so many new sellers are watching kind of bad resellers like Josh or myself or you?
Or American Arbitrage.
And they're getting bad advice. They're out there buying garbage plush.
Yeah. Tupperware.
They're buying Tupperware. They're buying from people who aren't really like making their whole living from this. Yeah. And so therefore they're setting the expectations wrong. They're buying too much garbage and then they can't sell it. We're literally ruining lives.
No,
this
but here's the thing, dude.
Okay.
What's go the ahead, thing, Kev. Dude? Please, no, Kevin. Please.
I actually think there's a Karen little bit of truth for a part of the population. there are. I did a VHS video with Rob, right?
Oh
And this goes.
It was not a good video. One of your worst.
It gets like 2,000 views. Every
I said
day.
VHS were terrible, not the video.
Oh, no. Sorry. Okay. Right. That's my point, right? So I did a VHS video with him, and we explicitly said, "Hey, 99% of it. You know, we laid this the truth out about it. Like your Disney stuff is not worth anything. We laid it out, and I've done it multiple times. And since it's reaching a bigger audience, I get the comments all the time." is this worth money? Is this worth it? And they send you, and it's junk. It's absolute junk. I'm like, did you watch the video? So there's a certain amount of people out there who just hear what they want to hear, and that's it. It's like Dave watching a video.
That's me.
He catches 2% of it, right? Yeah. And so I think that what you just said is true. There's a lot of people who might watch me and see me sell Tupperware and think that Tupperware sells, when in reality, only a few things sell, and only if you're willing to make 10, 12 bucks, you know, for this group of items or lot stuff together, and they don't process that. And so people do end up getting stuff that they see us buy.
But I think you're kind of right, though. Life-changing is probably the bigger culprit.
Yeah,
right? Like, no, you got to freaking clear out your garage to fit a new car for the new baby on the way, stuff like
yeah.
that.
I think that's you went back to work, scenario. You know. You
did, got a great job, like RVA, yeah. whatever his name was. Yeah, he's... who just quit everything.
I also think
running a GameStop or something.
The largest amount of people who enter into it are people who dabbled in it before and are now retired. That's a huge segment of the people that sell.
Yeah, because that's like a fun retirement.
It is.
Yeah, it's like Uncle Steve. That's what he's, I mean, he's getting closer and closer. He should have quit 2 years ago, but of retiring, he's got enough money. Uncle Steve, if you're listening, just quit your job, dude. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and he sees that as the income and still a way to work, and he's ramping it up. So
I feel like I'd want to work after retiring.
Your wife would want you to work.
Yeah, she would. Guaranteed. She was crazy. She was telling Carrie and Dawn how I drive her nuts, wanting to like be. I'm super clingy. Like, if you were married to me, Kevin, you'd see. Sweet. Like, I'm a hugger.
He's just a hugger.
I'm a hugger, Kev. Like, I just want to hold your hand and sit next to you. And
I've never.
Tina
seen
is
you.
Not into
Actually,
that.
I have.
Yeah, Tina's not into that. So I was like, can you go away? Like, go do something. And I'm just like, but I miss you. She's like, I saw you 5 minutes ago, Dave. Literally, this is said in my house like 30 times a day. But whatever. Such is life. So, Kevin, when did you get the penis tattoo finished on your arm?
Yeah. I'm thinking about another tattoo.
Full sleeve?
That was not done yet. You said it wasn't done.
I'm thinking of the next one that people can ask me about. I won't divulge it all. It'll be like in Latin or something, so only weirdos can read it, like Carrie.
Can you read Latin? Good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Latin, fluent.
Okay. I got a video coming out about eBay. Well, I better not. I'm not going to give it away. Dave will steal it before
you
it comes out.
You got a book?
Dude, I absolutely will. I need a good pitch. Oh, dude, we got to record a... We're not going to have time to record a flipper video tomorrow because we're going to a hockey game, and then we're going over to the Webster area to do the flea market. I'm not going to have a video.
Car, let's do like just a chat.
Yeah,
car
I did a video.
Like car chat with Dave.
I did a video that I knew would flop, and I did it anyways, and I enjoyed it, and I put it out, and it flopped. So I traded a guitar with Mojo.
I saw that.
You knew it would flop, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I knew it would flop too. And I'm sitting there talking to my wife. I'm like, this video is going to do terrible. And it's a good video. I'm like,
it's like a Nerd Nation video. Love you, buddy.
Like, I'm putting it out.
I traded up all this stuff for this stuff. But there is an audience for that. I just don't think it's your audience.
I don't think it's your audience.
No, it's not. But well, the people who watched it loved it. They were the comments are great. But
I'm sure it's a fine video.
Yeah,
I mean, it's you know, I knew that my video with Carrie in it, anytime I have Carrie in a video, like on the flipper, it flops. So I just didn't even do a thumbnail. I let YouTube pick the thumbnail. I just wrote, I'm at the peak of reselling.
Oh, well, of course it flopped.
Yeah,
that's
so whatever.
Terrible. You did a disservice to the American.
Yeah, they don't need like double bad advice on stuff, you know? Yeah.
Gosh, so, we had to edit out a bunch of that video. Like, there were so many mistakes in my listings and so many canceled orders that I had to literally I don't do this often. I'm like, dude, this is too many. And I think it's partially because Carrie was like attacking me.
Yeah.
He's like, wow, you really are bad at resale. I'm like, man, I gotta just.
I was
some
the
of
voice
out.
Of the
it's
viewer.
Aggressive.
That's what I felt like. I felt like I was the voice of the viewer in that video.
Yeah. I had one the other day. I did a Dave, and I didn't say it in the video, but I'm thinking this is like a Dave video. I had two mistakes in the same video. One, I could not find the item. Which I did find it 2 days later.
After
and
the
then
video
the other
was published.
One, yes. Yeah. Yes. And
that's
so I did a follow up on
me,
it.
Yeah.
I did it on the follow up and whatever. But I sold a backgammon cups and dice, which I'm excited about because that's the win in doubt, part of doubt thing. And it goes for like $12.95 or something. But the dice were sitting in there. There was no cup anywhere. I'm like, what did I do? No cup.
And he remembers now that he had to pee really bad with his like prostate.
I do remember what I did. I saw the cup and the dice got separated. The dice were in a baggie inside the cup, and they were kind of stuck in there, you know. But over time in that drawer,
what
they separated.
Were they doing? They were stuck in there. Can you do that hand motion?
Jeez.
Go ahead.
I've done
make that
like
into
four
a,
times.
A GIF.
I'm very animated.
Save it.
If you haven't
yes, you are,
figured
yeah.
it out, mm-hmm. it helps with YouTube channels.
So
until
Kevin,
you do the Bob Dole.
Kevin what? Caught on pretty quick. You know, I go out to the shop where my shipping container is with Carrie to show him, you know, my kingdom. Yeah. You like the kingdom out
it
there?
It was dope. It was
it's
honestly
cool.
Cool
kingdom. And so, like, I'm like, dude, I have an idea. You should do a don't buy this, but it's in my shipping container.
Yep.
Right? Which was a hilarious idea. And everyone's like, yo, why are you doing this to this guy?
Today,
like, this
yeah,
poor
yeah.
hoarder. Like, are you making fun of Dave? What kind of friend are you? Like, I just yeah. love how I always make Carrie look like a bad guy.
He does.
Through Carrie's own hand, though, always.
No, I get it. It was funny.
The video did okay. But I love how Kevin's first video, or first comment in the video is, list the rainbows, Dave. Because
yes,
I have like
yes.
seven rainbows.
Seriously.
I like that Dawn commented under that, taste the rainbow.
Yeah,
I had an Electrolux, Dave, and I'm looking at that thing, and it was out there, and I'm
too.
Like, I'm going to list that stupid thing. And I yeah. listed three parts to it, and two of them sold in a day.
But this, Kevin, this is why I don't buy that stuff anymore, because I won't list it. I will list cards. I will list
it.
Certain stuff.
I get it, and I don't either. I
know
saw
thyself.
One today. I saw one today. I could have had it for $15, an Electrolux. I can't remember the name of it, but it had the hose, and it had the vacuum. I don't know what the heck, the nozzle thing. And I'm like, I know I can sell that for $150 easy in 2 days. And it was $15, and I left it there. And I never would have done that in the past.
Yeah, so Elijah pointed out a lamp that I missed in a video. And he said, Dad, why didn't you buy that? It's super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's worth a lot of money. But it's like
mm-hmm.
this huge lamp. And yeah. I was just like, I know I won't ship it. And so I actually said
it?
In the video, I love lamp, yes. I said in the video, I said, I pointed at it. I said, that's worth a lot of money, but I'm not buying it because I'll never ship it. I don't want to ship it.
I think you just wanted to
make money off the video and tell people they should buy it and cause
them to
quit reselling.
Well, I don't know if they'd quit
that's
because it was
whole
a good
thing,
buy.
Though. There's a lot of people that buy everything that's worth money. And when you do that, you end up, like me, when Don met me, I had a 3,000 square foot building. I had three storage units. 40 by 10, a 10
We've
by 25.
We've heard this so many times.
I know. I say it a lot, but it's true, and
Can
I don't
I tell
want
you,
that
like,
anymore.
The really cool thing about
and
my
I adapted,
ADHD
Kevin,
is I was like,
I
oh,
adapted and changed.
My first time hearing this. That was my first time hearing about storage units. I didn't
know
you had three.
I've said
that's
it many
pretty
times.
Interesting.
You've just been zoned out most of the time.
Yeah.
I have like three go-to stories, and that's
okay.
it.
All right. Well, yeah, so that's cool, though, because I finally heard it. I'm excited that I heard it. We should talk more about it later tonight when we're doing the whole hot tub thing.
Oh, yeah.
We've been doing this hot tub thing.
We've invented a time machine.
Hot tub time machine. No, I put Carrie in the hot tub. I throw a toaster in it that's plugged in. And
Exactly.
I didn't get to go in the hot tub when I was there.
Why not? It's always an opportunity.
There's always something going on.
You were busy going house to house.
Dude, today sucks so bad.
Like swinging Santa Claus.
I get the very first sale.
Did you
I
see
get
Brandon
to,
out there?
No. There was like three sales. I went to two of them. The very first one I went to, I didn't even know there was one. And I pull off and I get in there and I'm like, okay, sweet. And I go inside and there's this young kid in there who I know goes after decent stuff, but video games. And sure enough, he's right there at the video games. I'm like, dang it. So I go downstairs because there's a downstairs. And the lady's like, oh, there's downstairs. So I go downstairs and I hear him coming down behind me. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go right. He comes down the stairs, goes left, and a whole other pile of DS games. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I was like Carrie and Dave tilt. I was like, man, I could have done two different things.
Yeah.
And made $150 like that, and I
Carrie,
end up walking out of there with a Scrabble game.
Carrie gets tilted way quicker than me and way harder. Well, you agree with that, right?
I don't like, actually know
tilted,
what you mean by tilted.
So tilted
to be
means
honest.
Like you miss something and it ruins the next hour.
It's a poker.
Oh, yeah,
and
that happened to me.
He gets way worse tilted.
No,
than
there
me.
Was. We were at an estate sale yesterday. Yeah. I talked to you about this, and there were some Remington statues. I know they're valuable. I've seen them many times.
Do you know these, Kev? Remington?
And I
didn't know
like
know
the Frederick Remington bronze.
Are they brass?
Horses.
Oh, bronze.
They're
is
bronze,
that like the Western stuff?
They're
yeah,
huge.
The Western
yeah,
stuff.
I have seen those before.
Yeah, there were
massive.
Three of them for $100. I would have paid that, no problem. Because one of them alone was two
yeah.
or three. By itself.
I remember a yard sale. I saw one. The guy wanted $150.
For whatever reason, they had the painted horses, which I was more the painted ponies that you ended
Never
up getting
seen
quite
it.
All of them. I was yeah. distracted by those, and I didn't look deeply at the rest, and I was really pissed off at myself because the guy got them. I'm like, I should know better. And then I started looking at jewelry. I got pissed and I bought jewelry. I was looking up like vintage jewelry and found some good stuff. It showed me if I applied myself, you know.
Well,
I
that's so one thing I've been getting into. Go ahead. I want to see your painted pony.
He was triggered for like an hour and a half.
I was pissed off, man.
He was like, he turned off mentally for the next hour and a half, like, and missed a bunch of other great stuff. You know, me and Don are trying to help get him back in the game, but, like, he gets triggered so bad. So this is, like, a trail of painted ponies.
I mean, they're dope looking. I think these are really cool.
Very nice. You know, they're marked. They're kind of like the lighthouse
vibe. Like, not all that kind of stuff is good.
Well, no, they're not all great, but that is another thing I noticed about you, Carrie, that you could work on. Like, when you see a high price, you shut off.
That's
and where I see a high price, I try to think of how much I can talk them down.
Oh, yeah, that's my but that's one of like my biggest weaknesses down. Is when I see a price and I don't like it. Like, the guy today at the swap meet, he had all these cool hats, and Dave was excited to introduce me to him.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
that went poorly.
Yeah, that went poorly. I picked out a hat. I'm like, I'm going to play the game and see what he says. I said, how much for this hat? And he said, you know hats, because Dave told him about me. How much would you pay? I just walked off. Literally. I put the hat down and I walked off. Because I'm not going to negotiate with myself.
Well, then just ask
but
him.
You should.
No.
Like, you
but
should.
Like, I should have just said, you did. I should have said, I should have said that.
I would have said $5.
But I'm too awkward to, like, say that.
That's what I would have said. Why not start there? Because they're this kind of hat, Kev. Corduroy, vintage. Quarter. Like, you pay $5.
The ones that I, that was the best one. That was better than anything I saw there.
Yeah, but they had these, like, they had the Cincinnati one, stuff like that. Was it Cincinnati?
The Buccaneers one, I think, was bootleg. Oh, was that? That's a whole other thing, yeah.
I don't give the price. There's two ways I give the price. If they absolutely refuse to give me the price, or if I'm going to bundle a price and give it to them, or the other way I'll give them a price is if I absolutely know how much that thing is worth and I know how much I'm willing to pay.
Kev, when they ask you to give them a price, you don't just run away from the deal.
No, absolutely.
That's
but here's
no.
the thing. There's you, a lot of nuance to why I do that.
You tell them they have a knife shirt, you pet the dog, and you're like, dude, just name your price. Just say, just watch my key word here, Carrie. I'm trying to help you. You're not going to offend me. Just give me your price.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I don't like negotiation, and I've actually gotten worse at it over the years, to be honest. And beyond that, here's part of it, too.
I was amazed.
I knew the second he said that, it's going to be expensive, the hat. And the hat,
I told you he was.
I don't really want. Like, that was maybe, in my opinion, a $30, $40 hat. I don't want to pay $15 or $20 for a hat that's going to take me 3 months to maybe sell for a $10 profit. It's not something I'm interested in
doing. Carrie, the key is, this life is not made for those who are cursed with self-awareness. Dave would not care what the guy thought if he said five. Dave would say a dollar. He would say
I should do that. I gotta practice it.
I do say it all the time. Like, they'll say, name your price, I'll say buck.
Well, just like,
and it's like a ridiculous offer, but I just say it and I laugh.
Even the back out coin thing that I got all that crap for, I would never have done any of that. Yeah. I never would have even said, I think what you're doing is bad business, ever, until I met Don. Like, I never stood up for myself on anything.
So basically, you were scared of what Don would say if you were forced to buy
It actually happened. Like, I felt it bubble up in me, and I'm like, I got to do it. Yeah. I don't want to do it. I got to do it. I don't want to do it. And I did it. Yeah. So it always, like, I have to, like, have that impetus. Yeah, I know. It worked out perfectly.
That impotence.
Impetus.
He has to have the impetus.
That's, there's... A lot of times, picking with Dave is just my therapy sessions for what I'm doing wrong.
Dude, honestly, though, he does fine, regardless. I just want, because the reason that it's hard for me is because I know if he doesn't find stuff for a little bit, he gets triggered. And it's like dealing with a temperamental toddler, kind of. Like, because you want to keep him happy, because when he's happy, he's really fun. Yeah. When he's sad, he's not fun. Yeah. Like, it's like hanging around with little cranky pants there, right? And I want to keep him happy so we can have fun.
That's
and so I want him
Don
to find stuff. So I'm constantly
out.
Feeding him items and stuff. I'm like, you got to check this out. Check this out. Like, dig into this box. And he does,
that
and
just
he
makes
finds
him feel
stuff.
Worse.
You did that. You did pretty good today. Dave did one today where I was looking at something. I put it down, didn't ask what the price was. You came over there after. You asked the price and then asked me, was that a good price? I said, yeah, I'd buy it at 8. He said, good, you're buying it.
Yeah. literally, I said, what do you think of this at 10? And he's like, it's a little high. I said, hey, would you take 5 on this? The guy said, I'd take 8. I look at him like, what do you think of 8? You're like, yeah, I'd buy it at 8. I'm like, cool, you are, because I don't want it. And I walked away. And he's like,
turns out it's like $75.
It's for $75.
There you go.
I
did that with a t-shirt with Carrie. And I think Carrie was on the verge of doing it by himself there. It was the Mickey Mouse t-shirt.
Paralysis.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Carrie, you have way overpriced on eBay. You have it priced at $100. It's a $50 t-shirt.
Okay. I'm waiting for one of your fans to buy it. Yeah.
It is new, so I can see getting.
I didn't price that though. To be fair,
I could see. Well, I mean, Kevin's video.
I could tell Don.
Is it in Kevin's video? Oh, so you
And I used your comp, and I felt bad about it because yours is the only new comp out there, and I'm like, dude, this is.
You should have just put a little blurb. Carry overpriced it.
Yeah,
just call me out.
Actually, I haven't put American Arbitrage, so people know you have a channel.
Oh
no, it's a cool shirt. You don't find single stitch Mickey shirts in the package.
New. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Very often, but it's still a little overpriced. But whatever, you can sit on it for a while. I was just trying to help.
He will sit on it, but no
consignment chats.
I want to talk. Okay, do your thing, and then we'll
do your consignment chat.
Say 10 seconds into this video, and I'm reminded why I usually listen on the Pine podcast.
Yeah, we went right into poop last podcast. We talked a lot about bowel movements, which I've had a couple really nice
magnesium. I've been sticking it into his food, and it's been going really well for him.
Matt's Prof Pursuits. Prof, I just said Prof Pursuits.
Yes,
you did. Jeez. Matt's Profit Pursuits says, Dave, you should have blurred out Kevin's pajamas. Is it pajamas or pajamas?
Yeah. Pajamas.
Okay. All right, what were you saying?
I had a question. Well, no, I just had a question. Like, so I don't know. I want to know today what your best item you sourced was. Because you said you went to a bunch of crappy sales. What was, like, the best thing? And Carrie, same with you. What was your best item of the day here?
I went to two sales. And, well, three, one by accident. And then I went to the flea market. And I bought nothing at the flea market. I bought my best item, a pair of ski goggles for myself. But I could probably sell for $30, which I probably will and probably won't keep for myself. That's it.
Is that also your favorite? It's your best and your favorite?
There was none of the above. There was a tins unit that I bought that'll sell for like 40.
Yeah,
that's it.
Don't put those on your privates. It hurts. Carrie, what about you? Best and favorite.
My favorite's the card lot at the end that I bought. I spent like $175 on a card lot with some pins, some like Super Bowl pins. Yeah, I talked him down because it was I think I paid a little too much for it. But I wanted it. It was going to be mine one way or another. And then I liked the hats I got because I went to that first guy and he wouldn't give me a price on the hats, and that totally I got annoyed.
You could have got a price.
I'm sure. No, but we went back and Dave asked the price and he said $70, which is like I think $30 more than what it's worth. So I'm really not gonna be able to make any money on that
for a hat.
Yeah, he was asking $70 for it. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at least we knew at that point.
Here's how I know I did good, Kevin. This is how I know I did good. I went, I looked in another row, and I found another guy selling hats, and it was a lot of vintage style stuff, like the Mitchell and Ness quality stuff. So it was the old school logos, but
cool
newer.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like $15 to $25 hats. And I ended up getting that and like a Muhammad Ali Upper Deck statue that's worth like $45.
Yeah.
New. Cool. It's probably 25 used. But $45 or something. And it didn't.
Okay.
But then what happened was I'm like, that was a good deal. I'm gonna make some money on that. That's the prices I want to pay for hats, $5 or $6 a piece. And then I left, and right after, the guy that was wanting to overcharge for the hats was buying
overcharge.
Hats. Well, that's an understatement. Yeah, he was buying stuff from the guy I just bought from him. That's when I knew I was at the right spot. I'm buying from where he's buying from because he's going to go try to flip it for a profit. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep, there you go. So over the years, Tim, he's a little upset. He says, whoa, whoa, whoa. He says, don't I get any credit for reviving the glass market?
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Nope, sorry. On to the next one.
Next.
He gets credit for the great picking he does in bargain boxes for baseball cards.
I was trying to answer my own question. I haven't looked through everything yet to see what my best buy was, but I did. I found something I never found before in the plush world, Kevin, that you probably know of. Wonder Whims.
I got a plush.
Wonder Whims. Have you heard of a Wonder Whim?
Never heard of it.
It's really cool. So
I'm going to look it up.
These are a bolo. Yeah, look up. I might be able to show one. Hold on. I'll show
okay.
You.
That would be easier.
One. Present. Share screen.
Well, let me tell you.
I will say, this is an important one because I think people will find it. If you do see a Build-A-Bear frog, that's teal. It's like a $40 to $60.
I have yet to find a Build-A-Bear that is worth. Talk about these, and I'm like, dude, where are these things? I can never find them. That's freaky looking.
It's so disturbing.
Yeah,
in person, it's worse.
Yeah, it's worse. It's more bright pink in person.
It's just like
Wonder Whim. There's the tag on the butt there. Wonder Whims. So. Yeah. $60 plush for that one. Yeah.
Well, I've got a plush for you too. Then and this wasn't today, but I did dig it all out of that buy that I made the other day. There was a Garfield plush in there. I'm like, this is cool. I like it. And I'm like, I've never seen this. It's a blue Garfield plush with a pacifier in its mouth. And I clicked a picture of it, and they got like $50-$75. Wow. Like, what in the world? I'm like, I'm glad I clicked that picture. I'd have thrown it in the whatnot pile. I still might, just for fun. I find it fascinating where people, if you pre-list the stuff, you know, as opposed to not pre-listing it, like what you do in your trailer, there are people that'll go on and research every item, and they know what it's
worth.
Dude,
I did the math. I did the math, and like, to do a show in my house, I do like 2 hours of pre-listing, and if I have someone help me, like Mikey, it's like 3 to 4 hours of pre-listing, and then I run the show for 2 hours, so it's 6 hours. And then I was like, but I sell the same amount of items in a 6-hour auction in my container, but I don't pre-list. So I don't know, it's all kind of the same.
Here's
so,
what I do.
It's all kind of the same.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I just don't want to have to think. I can't do
that. I don't even pre-list. I like the surprise.
You like the surprise of not
pre-listing. Why can't you mix it up?
It's a lot less work.
Why don't you mix it up? Why don't you list some of it and then just have a pile right there on the side? And
with
just
cards,
like,
I probably should do that a little more. Some of the higher end stuff, I agree with you.
But it seems like that's a long time for it doesn't take that long to list. I guess if you're digging.
Well, when
stuff
Mikey
out,
does it, it's 4 hours. When I do it, it's 2 hours. So it's quicker if I do it myself. Yeah, yeah. But I was trying to.
Well, Dave has ADHD, so he's being
distracted. You
know,
I'm just realizing, Carrie, we totally should have went to that hat guy you were at and offered on all the hats. He would have given us a great deal.
Yeah, on all of them.
That was dumb of us. Like, because he was saying like $5 to $10. A lot of them I was asking $7. I bet if we had just said how much for all these hats, we probably could have got them for $3.
Here's the thing: like, I got the
hats
that I wanted, though.
But they were all good hats.
They were all sellable quality. Yeah.
Have you ever seen those long boxes for? Well, of course you have, for comic books.
Yeah.
The long ones, right?
Yeah. Well, someone was selling them for $30 at the flea market last week. Full of graphic novels.
So I bought
Rod paid $300 and got over $2,000. Well, this might be a spoiler, but he got a lot of profit. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have to check out his video now, so that's a plus.
So there were maybe a third of them were boarded, bagged and boarded, and then the rest weren't. And I was trying to make a relationship with these folks, and I knew there was enough value I was going to already make money. And he's like, $50 for the box. And there's 300 of them in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sure. I'm like, what the heck? I'll do it. And I haven't even looked at them yet.
How often do your buyouts like lead to swinging later? Like you open that
relationship by spending
money.
Dave sent me a message the other day and he sent it to the wrong Kevin. And it was it was very suspicious. It was about poker and friends and getting closer. It was like, what is this?
This message makes a lot of sense to Carrie, probably.
Yeah.
Go ahead and explain the message.
Yeah, it's a swinging thing.
He does actually know.
No, he does. We're doing poker on Tuesday night with
Texas
with your
home
cousin.
I would
and her husband.
And what's my cousin's name?
With you too,
dude. We're good.
Dude, I win
we're
every
good
single time we play, Kev. So are you good?
Oh yeah, I can play.
I put
Texas
all my money
home
on black every time, and I win poker every time.
Peaches
to
beaches,
let's do it.
Baby.
Let's do the peaches to beaches.
Peaches.
Let's do a poker.
I'll bring my chips. I'll bring my chips.
Dude,
yeah,
I got money burning a hole in my pocket.
I have a poker set that I need to list.
Oh, bring that then.
Bring it.
No, it's worth too much.
Okay, so the final thing, I never finished this thought, and I want to. I was talking about how Carrie gets scared away by the sight of a high price, right? Price scares him. I think a lot of people will agree down in the comments that high prices scare him away. Well, the 30 people that are still watching at this point in the video. But these trail of painted horses, right? We look them up. Carrie looks them up. I look them up. And it's like, this happens a lot when I'm with Carrie. Like, he'll pass on a deal, and it's because the price is so high.
I would have paid what you ended up paying.
Yeah,
absolutely.
This is my.
To his defense? Are you finished, and then I'll come to.
Well,
his defense.
My whole point is because I was willing to negotiate, I got the deal that he totally would have bought. That was my whole point. Like, if you're just willing to be uncomfortable a little and try to get the deal, you might end up getting it. So
I can't imagine not negotiating. Like, it is in my blood to negotiate. I've had to, when a deal's too good where like, people get ticked off at me on the videos, I've had to kind of tamp that down. It's like, I want to offer you $3 for this thing that you want $5 for that will sell for $50.
Well, it's like, I knew this Build-A-Bear, the frog today. I was like, I know this is worth $40 to $60, and it's marked at $5. And I said, I should just pay the $5. I said, well, you take $3. Knowing full well that it was worth $50.
Dave, how many things do you sell a year? You got to sell 5,000 at least.
Yeah,
more.
Maybe.
You sold 120 yesterday, right?
Whatnot,
I mean, if you can negotiate stuff down, you're saving yourself big bucks. But let me defend Carrie here. because a lot of times he's on the road.
I'm not really attacking
this is true.
Him. I'm just stating
no,
a
no,
fact.
I know. But what would go through my mind there wouldn't be the money. It would be, do I really want to deal with all these painted ponies in Florida when I live in Las Vegas? That's
well, that was part of it.
Yeah,
that was part of it. That was part of that was just an example, but yeah, that was definitely.
But at the price Day paid, I would have just put him through Whatnot and shipped him out here. I wouldn't have shipped him home.
Yeah, paid like $12 a pony, and like some are worth 40.
And I'll negotiate 30, like with 20. The cards. I offered 75% of what the guy.
I was shocked, but
I negotiate with cards all the time because I know what I'm doing for the most part.
To be fair, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but it took you like 7 minutes to finally ask him to go down.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like he would not. I was like, Kerry wants to pay less, and he was like, he's stalling because he's nervous.
No, still there. I'm surprised Dave was still standing there.
I was in and out. I was back and forth. I was back and forth, right? I walked away. I walked back. I walked away. See, my dad used to compliment me for this. I'm very good at like predicting what people are gonna need. And like I used to go help him in his shop and I would just always know the tool he'd need next. So like I'm watching Kerry, I'm like, Kerry definitely doesn't have enough cash. He's Kerry. I'm gonna go to Dawn, who is far away sitting in a bench. I said, I'm gonna go get cash from Dawn and bring it back. And
Dave
I had the
honestly
cash.
Really
on hand.
Is good at that.
Yeah, I'm really good at predicting like you... what people want. So I was there and I wasn't there, and when I got back, I assumed that he had talked him down, and he still hadn't. He was still kind of like hemming and hawing, like,
No, I do that a lot. That was part of what, like, the back out coin video. Part of the problem was, like, you know, like, just say that you want out. Like, but I was looking at the coins because I didn't want to do it.
You didn't want to decline.
I didn't want to, like, say I had to back out, but, you know, I have to back out. You know what I'm saying?
It was not a good deal. After when we had those coins here,
the coins were not a great idea.
Auction. I bought the ones that were in contention. I bought them from Tim in his auction, and we sold them on Whatnot for like $12-13. Right?
Yeah.
And you were going to pay 20.
Well, I was going to pay 20 because it had one of those sets. And I know coins. I'm not an idiot. That was not a great lot, but I thought because our auctions do pretty good and it was something different, I would try it out. But once they took out the thing I really wanted in that bunch, or what I thought was in the lot, it didn't make any
sense. The $12 item was the gold in that $20
buy. Yeah, the foreign coins were kind of the... Yeah.
I have to say, before we end this here, that I loved the fact that you listed the coins and said, you don't have to buy this, you can back out.
I did.
It said, buy then cancel, please.
Yeah, that was the listing, buy then cancel. Back out is what I said. And they didn't cancel, so that's...
All right, I've tried to say this whole time.
They had integrity. I like that about them.
So 22 things, and 8 of them are clothing items this weekend. Clothing is selling. Oh,
You're a t-shirt bro.
Are they all 15 plus?
Yeah. Wow. All but one. One is a multi-quantity.
Do you know PaulsMerch.com's hospital socks? The reason he still had them is because he had 85 pairs.
How many
he
did
said
he
they
sell?
Do great for him in the winter. Yeah. He sells them all the time, I guess. Go. So that makes me feel better that he wasn't like stuck with those hospital socks.
The diabetes
you got him, guys.
You two. Will
he did
both
sell the Burger King hat, which I was proud of.
Dude, listen, I've got Kerry on the one meal a day thing, and he's doing great. Like he's like shocked. He's like, dude, I'm not even that hungry.
That's
like,
what's weird every day is I'm not that hungry when we eat the one meal.
Yeah, I think it's weird.
I don't know what's going on.
And he sees the joy of like the one meal. It's so fun.
It does make it more fun. I can do things when I'm around Dave because I know Dave will hold me accountable and everything. The problem is when I'm at home is I'll do one meal.
Yeah.
But then I'll do an additional meal later.
And then a third meal after that. And then
no,
probably
some snacks. It's the fact that I'm a late person, so it's like I can do good till like 1 or 2 a.m. and then I lose all self-control at that hour. Yeah. I'm just done. I'm going to eat whatever's around me indiscriminately.
Can I ask everyone who's watching, can you please subscribe to this podcast? Tell your friends. And also look out for the Peaches to Beaches. Are we going to do a meetup, Kev? Any final word? Like, where is it going to be parked? Can people come watch us do an auction?
Yeah, follow my Instagram and we will post it wherever. Mike sent it to me like 4 times and I just ignore him because that's what I do. So... Once I'm down there, I'll figure out where it is and I'll post it on Instagram.
We'll try to remind him on Thursday when we see
him
to post it. Yeah.
We'll be there.
People can come see us and hang out.
But check out my Whatnot Thursday, y'all. We're giving away Apple Watch. Don't let Kerry and Dave win. Look, it's right here. And I just got to remember to bring it. Maybe I should put it right
Tina
here.
To enter. Maybe she'll win it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have Dawn in here. You're not first, you're last, dude. We're at the flea market, and you should be here. Ow, my knee. me and Dave just had a had a runoff and he pushed me down literally. We'll show that somewhere.
But no, yeah, we're show that in this.
Oh, in this?
Yeah, that's part of Brian's motivation.
Oh. All right, so we're at Kevin's literal favorite restaurant. He always tells us that he wants to go here, but we happen to be here near for yard sales, so we decided to stop. I got Don and Carrie with me. And, you know, we got a motivational speech coming for J-Ride Flips, I think.
Yeah.
So we just got to try to make it happen.
Jake, you're the best seller on all of eBay, I promise you.
You got this, Jake.
Hey, Josh, you're one of the best people I know. You can do it.
Hey, Josh, you're here for a reason, and I love you regardless if I don't know you at all.
Biggs Collectibles, you're one of my new favorite people. I just want you to know that. Anything that you put your mind to, and I mean literally anything, is possible, okay? It's totally possible. It's within your realm of possibilities. But just remember this. You can do it, buddy. I'm super proud of you.
Go big or go home.
Whose merch?
Paul's merch.
Paulsmerch.com.
I hope that motivated you, man. I'm walking it off. As you can tell, my knee's not fully recovered, but we're going to make it happen, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, give her an example.
Jake, you're. What do you want me to say again?
Whatever you want. Okay, you do just this say, every month.
Jake, you're the best. I know you can do it. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. But is this some?
It's about. It's about.
He's a YouTuber.
He does eBay. So yeah. If you
we
can
all
talk
do
about.
EBay.
Yeah, you can just tell him like you're the best seller on eBay. That's all you have to say. Yeah, we could even just start it with me, and then it can turn to you.
Yeah.
And I didn't wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Jake Ryder, you're gonna be the. Wait, hold on.
Just say Jake Ryder. You
can I get?
It.
Can I give a second? I'm gonna close
the
mouth.
Yeah.
You gotta follow him.
I'm trying. Why'd you do that? Are you okay? He's alive.
Look back so they can see your face.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
That was totally worth it.
Are you okay? Now you got brown stains all over your
fudge.
A little push.
He's got a bad knee.
I got a bad knee, dude.
Sorry, Carrie.
I'm glad I'm not hurt.
It looked like a soft fall.
For a second there, I thought I was going to get hurt.
It was a pretty soft fall. I saw it.
You got that on video?
You owe him.
I hope I got it on. Yeah, if we got it on worth video, it. That's all that matters.
Worth it.
I'm in it for the vid.
Wait, go back to Carrie, and Carrie is going to motivate Brian. Right
I have now. That on mine as
here,
well.
Film him, film him.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You're not perfect.
Go big or go home. Should I have my shirt up like this? Hold on, let's try this one more time. There you go. Go big.